The Big Sports Breakfast News for toyotamaterialhandling.com.au, Australia's first choice in forklifts.
On Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing One, Channel 526, The Big Sports Breakfast News.
It's 5:30. Good morning. I'm Gemma Cutting. 15 people have received minor injuries after a Qantas jet bound for Hong Kong from Melbourne suffered what's called a stick shaker warning. The device causes the plane's control stick to vibrate noisily to warn the pilot of an imminent stall. The incident reportedly lasted 2 minutes, causing unexpected in-flight turbulence. Australia's Transport Safety Bureau have classified the Boeing 747's incident last Friday as serious, with the report to be released within several months. A search will continue today at daylight for a missing bushwalker in the Royal National Park in Sydney South. The 19-year-old woman is believed to have become separated from her partner during a bushwalk and failed to return at a nominated meeting point. The search was suspended just before midnight due to poor conditions. Australians are being urged to keep their seafood chilled this Easter long weekend to prevent food poisoning. And four men have stolen a Freightliner tipper truck from a building site in Lakemba. The men approached a 16-year-old boy on the Vivian Road site, threatening him and demanding the keys. One man drove off in the truck while the other three left the scene in a car.
This is a Big Sports Breakfast Sports Update.
Former Queensland Origin centre Justin Hodges has been named the new coach of the state's under-20 side. Hodges played 24 Origins for the Maroons and says it's a great honour that he doesn't take lightly and he'll use the experience towards his career goal of coaching the Broncos. Brisbane Roar have kept their slim hopes of reaching the Asian Champions League knockout stages alive by beating Kashima Antlers 2-1 last night. Jamie McLaren opened the scoring before Brett Holman put the Roar out of reach just after half time. Brisbane currently sit on the bottom of Group E with 2 games remaining, but are level on points with South Korea's Ulsan Hyundai FC. In the UEFA Champions League matches this morning, Borussia Dortmund have been beaten by Monaco 3-2 a day after 3 explosive devices were detonated near their team bus. Atletico Madrid and Leicester are currently nil all, as are Bayern Munich and Real Madrid. And former Western Force captain Nathan Sharp says shutting down the WA franchise would be like dropping an atom bomb on rugby in the West. Sharp questioned what had fundamentally changed from 2004 when the Force was selected ahead of other areas to grow the game. The weather is next.
Dynamic Syndications, in association with legendary breeder Sir Patrick Hogan of Cambridge Stud, have a potential stallion prospect to own and race with Gay and Adrian. By Australia's champion sire Reader's Choice, our colt is from Love Tessa, Group 3 Perform winner of 2 and a direct descendant of the immortal broodmare 8 Carat. For $13,150 per share, join our dynamic team of Sir Patrick, Gay and Adrian. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
There's tough. And there's a new breed of tough. Introducing the new Amarok Core 4x4 from only $42,990 drive away. This impressive workhorse comes with a rigid ladder frame chassis, the largest tray in its class. And now with a new cabin design, App Connect, and rear view camera, it's a whole new breed of tough. Offer ends April 30. Conditions at Volkswagen.com.au.
On the Big Sports Breakfast, this weather update is for On Deck Small Business Loans. On Deck, the small business loan specialists that actually want to lend to Australian small businesses.
Partly cloudy in Sydney with a medium chance of showers along the coastal fringe, becoming less likely in the afternoon. Tops of 23 degrees in the city, 24 in the west. Right now it's 16 degrees at Mossman. Partly cloudy in Brisbane with possible showers and highs of 27. I'll have more news and sport at 6 o'clock, but here's TK and Andrew Webster with the Big Sports Breakfast.
This is the Big Sports Breakfast with TK and Webby on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing One, brought to you by TAB.
I don't know.
Good morning. Welcome, everybody, Thursday morning of the Big Sports Breakfast. We're going to be taking your calls nice and early on 13 53 53. Rock and roll Gallegos. So I know it's Thursday, but with Good Friday tomorrow, and unfortunately our program not being on, we're just rolling it all together. So this Holy Thursday will be a freaky sort of Friday as well. Matt Burke will be our Wallaby expert. We'll find out exactly the solution he has. He's been saying Melbourne Rebels, Western Force. It's got to be the Western Force. Some people are thinking it could still be the Melbourne Rebels that go. Liam Cox will join us from the Seven Network regarding the seventh tackle, filling in for Josh Masood. Dave Stanley with all the odds. Phil Moss, our soccer expert, is the new god of the Big Sports Breakfast. He tipped Monaco to beat Borussia Dortmund in the Champions League, and he got it spot on at $5.50 at tab.com.au. That makes you a god on this program. Trent Merrin, he'll be devastated with the news coming out of Bell's Beach and that nasty gash that his fiancée, they tell me, Sally Fitzgibbon, copped a fin chop to the top of her foot. We'll find out the best of that. Luke Keary, after 8 o'clock, he's been good for the Roosters until last week. And Cameron Klein, the Australian Rugby Union chairman, will also join us for a chat regarding this massive dilemma facing rugby union and how they just got it so wrong. Good morning, Andrew Webster.
Good morning, Terry. Good morning, listeners. Great to be in the studio.
Yeah, Slats is on some sort of Easter
egg. Some sort of junket.
Somewhere.
Is he off next week? Because I'm on next week a couple of days as well.
Yes. I think he's had a little bit of an extended Easter.
Good on him.
Yes. Yeah,
so he's a very religious man, Slats. No, good to be here. Looking forward to the footy. I'm not very very upset that there's no footy on tonight, though.
No Thursday night footy. I've got to say, I was no massive fan of Monday night football. I'm a big, big fan of the Thursday night footy, so the weekend starts nice and early. But what we've got is no Thursday night footy. AFL tonight, the Swannies got to make sure they don't go 0-4. And I think it is something like in the last 23 years in the world of AFL, if you start 0-4, you don't even play finals footy. Now, that is unheard of as far as the Sydney Swans is concerned.
I think that grand final loss really affected them.
That
was the word out of the Swans there during the off season that they were really psychologically damaged. That comes from a couple of former Swans as a result of that loss to the Western Bulldogs, because they've been there a couple of times, the Swannies, in the last few years and haven't got it done, and it, you know, it's showing in their early footy, but it's early days.
0-3, not early days in the world of rugby league, because we're now
a quarter of a way through
the season, so we can't have these excuses from players and coaches anymore. It's only early in the season, because it's not. We're quarter of the way through. And no sport, in my mind, can change the rules of the game halfway through a season or a quarter of the way through a season, quite like rugby league can. And now we've got another rule change, and I've got to admit, I love the new rule change. And the rule change is this: if you haven't caught up with it, slapping. Now, we saw what happened with Gal on Nate Miles. No longer can you punch anybody on the footy field and stay on that football field. So, players just adapt. It's like Darwin's theory, isn't it, of evolution, in a way. He just, no more slapping. So even when you push with the open hand, when you slap with that open hand, as Dave Clement did to Daly Cherry Evans, I thought he should have been sent to the bin then, right? Mm. That is now a sin bin offence. And it starts from this weekend. I agree with it. The game's gone so...
Terrible. I'm surprised they had to actually... Look, because it's a no-striking rule. So I would have thought that was a strike, you know. So I'm glad they've come out and said you can't do it, because, you know, I don't think you should do it either. That said, there would be some old props out there with a tear in their eye. Peter Kelly would be going, what? No slapping. You can't putt, you can't slap.
Yeah, but I
agree.
Peter Kelly wants to slap anybody.
No, exactly. He wants to punch someone.
You either give it to someone or you don't.
No, exactly.
But I know that's probably not politically correct, but you get my drift?
No, that was the era that they played in, you know, where you could throw the punch. But, they can come up with a rule change mid-season. You know what I want to know? I want to know when they're going to get players to play the ball with their foot.
Well, don't start us.
I'm going to start.
On this,
when are they going to play? And what happened to the crackdown? Do you remember the crackdown at the start of the year about giving away deliberate penalties in your defending your line.
We saw it in that tight game last weekend, Melbourne v Cronulla.
Ridiculous. So that crackdown lasted what I'd say a round.
Yeah, and there was also a email that went out to clubs at the beginning of this year, or maybe even last year, about making an effort. Oh, it was before the trial games. Making an effort to play the ball with your foot.
With your foot, you've got to make an attempt.
Yeah.
You just watch closely. Yeah. I'm obsessed with it now, and have been for the last few years.
Don't.
They just roll it between their legs.
Does
it's
your
touch
head
football.
In.
Oh, it does your head in.
Yeah, it does do your head in. But
we don't need any help.
I'm really big on the fact that I think it's a good move, and it's by a committee with a couple of coaches on it, being Trent Robinson. I think Michael Maguire is also on that committee. And yeah, some people are saying, oh, I can't believe they're banning the slap. Well, I think a slap's a worse look for the game than a punch.
So do I.
So that's, we'll take your point of view, 13-53-53. Webby, last night, we were discussing this earlier on in the week, Slats and myself, how swimming has fallen off the sporting radar, unfortunately, and I'm a massive fan, has fallen off the sporting radar as far as, well, I think the public is concerned. We've got the national titles currently going on in Brisbane, where spots for the World Championships in Budapest. That didn't come out so well, did it?
Where's that country?
Well, it's not a country.
So where's that city?
Let's go Hungary, all right? up for grabs, and these are in June. So you've got to finish, and then you've got to make a qualifying time to get on that plane. But last night we had the Olympic champion in the 100 metres, Kyle Chalmers. We've probably got some actuality of the finish of that race. Kyle Chalmers in the 100 metres up against Cameron McAvoy. Keep in mind, Cameron McAvoy went into the Rio Olympics the fastest man in the world, and Kyle Chalmers emerged as the fastest man in the world. Mm. They went head-to-head last night in the final of the 100 free.
Race plan is world record line in play. Just gets away for the moment. McAvoy leading. Has Chalmers got anything left? Brilliant swim from Cartwright. McAvoy holding on. He's going to get it. He gets it. McAvoy first. Chalmers got Cartwright. And they both got the qualifying time. Four in a row for Cam McAvoy. And he gets the congratulations from his mate, his rival, and the Olympic champion. Oh, it's fun watching these two, and we're going to be watching them together for a long time to come, you would think.
That's Cameron McAvoy beating Kyle Chalmers in the 100 metres of the national titles last night. The result that many would have thought have been the same in Rio last year. I was there in Rio covering that event, and out of Rio, it's probably the unwritten story of what happened actually at those Olympic Games, was that Cameron McAvoy was actually quite crook. And there was people in that village, in the Olympic village, and in that Australian team that knew it and saw it and could see it coming. And I think it's testament to Cameron McAvoy that he did not use that as an excuse for his performance in the 100 metres in Rio, where he was the favourite to win gold. He turned the tables there last night. So good luck to him.
Yeah, very much so. Kyle Chalmers, we saw him swim the 200 as well, and he's just going to have to refine now where he goes. He tried to surge home, as we've seen him do. That final lap at the Rio Olympics was something to behold from Kyle Chalmers. It's not always easy to repeat that, particularly when you've got Cameron McAvoy, who's probably the most intelligent swimmer in the history of the sport.
He is on another planet.
He is a mathematical genius. Here's Cameron McAvoy after winning that gold medal in a very, very good time last night, a qualifying time for those world titles of 47.91.
Oh. The consolation prize. No, it's good. I'm super happy about it. That's the fourth year in a row for me for the title, so I'm really excited about that. Both me and Kyle will now be doing this at Worlds, and the main thing is definitely the World Championship, so we're both going to go back and kill ourselves in training and come out and absolutely blast it over there together.
I feel like it's a bit of a weight off your shoulders and you can just get back to that speed, because you can't lose confidence when you're going that quick.
Yeah, it's always great to go 47, and like I said, it's a really cool, I guess, secondary prize to come out with a win and maintain my title, but the main thing is always the benchmark comp, so this meet as a whole was more just a stepping stone moving towards that.
Cameron McAvoy there, after winning the 100 metres It says a lot, though, about this the sport, where it's at. Like, the Cole Chalmers won the 100 metres, the blue ribbon event at the Olympic Games. Never heard anything of him since.
No.
Either they come back and they'd be all over the front of cereal
boxes
and everywhere.
And I know you're filthy on Adelaide. You don't think it should be part of
Australia, love Adelaide. Really. I've got some very close personal friends there. Radelaide, great place.
I still think he's a young guy on the up, so we're lucky to have both those guys. We just need them to be swimming quickly. It would have been even better if Cam McIlvoy didn't get crook at those Rio Olympics, because he's a hell of a spearhead, really, for that men's team as far as that. And in the women last night, it was good to see Kaylee McEwen and Taylor McEwen, so two sisters. Now, Kaylee McEwen's only 15 years of age, saw her win the 200 back, and it was only moments after her sister had qualified again for another world title. So we've got the Campbell sisters, and now the McEwen sisters. And, of course, good to see them go so well.
Very exciting. Looking forward to the Commonwealth Games next year.
Well, they'll be big, big stars up there on the Gold Coast, won't they? The rugby union mess, mate, what have you made of it? We've probably all had our say in the dire dilemma that it is, the world of rugby union currently within this country. No free-to-air coverage. The Wallabies have been getting beaten. The Waratahs have only won two games so far this year. In fact, all the Aussie franchises have been getting beaten regularly, probably apart from the Brumbies, who have been the surprise packets of the season. But we can't compete against the Kiwis, and I think we all know we've got too many teams playing Super Rugby. And the great trivia question is, try and name all the Super Rugby teams and tell us where they're from.
Are you asking me that question?
No, I won't embarrass you by it.
No, exactly. I'll be flat out doing all the Australian teams at the moment. The worst thing about this, Terry, is that it's been coming for some time. That there were opportunities for the ARU and for the states themselves to get on top of this situation. There was a governance review done by Mark Abib in 2012, and not much has been made of this or reported about it, but a governance review was done by Abib in 2012, and he said at the time to the then CEO, John O'Neill, and to the board of the ARU, you need to put everything in control of the ARU. It all needs to be centralised under the Australian Rugby Union. And they ignored that and gave the states too much more power. And as a result, you have this absolute mess that they're in at the moment, where they could see the writing on the wall for the last 2 years, but still added teams and agreed to it. Alan Jones went on a spectacular rant yesterday at the ARU chairman, Cameron Klein, and justifiably so. I know Alan can miss the mark sometimes, but it just, you know, it basically summed up the frustration of the rugby community about what's going on. That's the worst thing. They could see this coming, and they just dug the hole even deeper. And now, as a consequence, you've got clubs and you've got players, that you know, two franchises that don't know whether they're going to happen. It's death by a thousand cuts. You know, we all can sit there and bash rugby, but you know, they're professional athletes, and they've got families, and they've got livelihoods, and they don't know, you know, where their future's going to be.
Yeah, very much so. We asked Bernard Foley again about this. He believes the five franchises is correct, but quite clearly, from a player's point of view, the more franchises available gives you more bargaining power and more players, more places to play, and more professionals get a gig. Mm. But, look, when you go through the results, as we did with Bernard, he goes, yeah, well, they're not great results, are they?
No.
The player talent just isn't there, and the four codes of footy that we have in this country, there's a massive battle trying to get the most elite athlete to play your particular sport, and unfortunately rugby union's doing a really poor job of that, despite all the overseas travel and glitz and glamour associated with it. But I still look at Israel Folau, and I reckon that bloke still wants to be playing rugby league.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we see him on a weekly basis there for the Waratahs. This story's going to bubble and keep bubbling. I don't know what happens after boiling point, but the Matt Moylan dropping last weekend, which I supported Anthony Griffin for,
because
I think, you know, if you got, there's no point having rules if you're not willing to enforce them. But
and with players out, that was the brave part of it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've got some, you either believe in what you're doing, your ethics, or you don't.
Hmm.
So, regardless of what's happening.
Early in the season, get it over and done with.
Matt Moylan, captaincy or not, I think he thought it sounded sort of sexy at the time. Matty Moylan, it'd be very, very hard to knock back something when you say, would you like to be captain of your particular club as a young superstar? But I don't know whether it sits perfectly with him.
I don't think it does either.
Mm.
I've been, you know, it's a very touchy one at Penrith at the moment, but I don't think it sits that well with him either. If you hear some of the stuff that's coming out of that club and coming out of him, you know, around the traps, it's an interesting one because he's so young. You know, I remember I've talked to him about it. His first inclination was he didn't really want it. And he's on the record saying that. I talked to him about it early this year at the season launch. But it's going to be hard for the Penrith Panthers and for him to go back from it, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think they've gone this far with him. I think they're going to have to stick to it. So I'm very interested to hear what Trent Merrin will say later in the show about whether he wants Matt Moylan's job.
Well, he didn't get it last week.
No, he didn't.
Peter Wallace got it. 13-53-53 and all that, despite Gus thinking he should be captain of New South Wales, Trent Merrin.
Very confusing.
Can't get to captain the Panthers. Mm. We'll find out more. We'll take your thoughts. That's what we enjoy. 13-53-53. Text messages on this Thursday morning before Easter. 0419-767-272. So if you're not driving, get on that phone and text away.
Sky Sports Radio brought you all the thrilling moments of this year's championships at Randwick. 10 Group 1 races supplied the very best in racing. And the stars shone brightly with some extraordinary performances.
She's racing royalty, this mare. There's 17 in a row. The grandstand shaking.
What a supreme athlete she is, and what an honour it is just to be a part of her career.
Bringing you the very best in New South Wales racing. Sky Sports Radio, 10:17 a.m.
Lionel, name something you can only find at Bing Lee.
Enderly.
Try harder.
Lionel Lee?
Here's a clue. Cold.
Ah, the Hitachi Inverter Series refrigerators, which come with a 5-year warranty.
You're smarter than you look.
They also have a special inverter compressor system.
And they are world leader in energy saving.
We'll deliver them for free and take away your old fridge.
That will save you energy too.
The Hitachi Inverter Series.
Only at Bing Lee.
Mum, what do you mean I'm smarter than I look?
See in store or bingley.com.au for full details.
This traffic update proudly brought to you by Bing Lee. See their huge range of appliances in store or online now at binglee.com.au.
Want to save money right now at POCO? Get 40% off all bedroom furniture, bedside tables, tour boys and bed frames, all 40% off while stocks last at POCO, Blacktown and Casula. Cowan, the M1, Pacific Highway, there's a big double broken down southbound lane 1. Looking at Randwick at the moment, Avoca at Belmore Road, we've got late finishing roadworks. This is impacting both directions. There is a contraflow in place though, so just be mindful of that this morning. The 5, we've got very heavy traffic, King George's Road down towards the tunnel. The 4, starting to build up around Burnett Street there at Parramatta. Besides that, good clear run down towards Sydney Olympic Park. No concerns. Bella Vista all moving. Old Windsor Road right the way through to Pennant Hills Road there at the moment. At Coles today and Easter Saturday, you might hear the words, "I'm free." That's because every available checkout will be open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Store trading hours may vary. See in store for details. I'm Silvio on the Big Sports Breakfast.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Ricebury.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
Rosie, mate, you're looking good. What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Man shaking it. See, Murph, you can lose the beer gut without losing all the beers.
I'll drink to that.
Buy 3 weeks' worth of the Man Shake and I'll throw in an extra week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
Want another reason to tune in to Sky Thoroughbred Central this autumn carnival?
Watch Central every Saturday for your chance to win $1,000 every week.
Head to skyracing.com.au and tune in to Sky Thoroughbred Central.
We've got a clean beat over every other paper in town.
Paper! Get your paper here!
I read the news today, oh boy.
On the Big Sports Breakfast, time to take a look at the sport headlines in today's papers.
Looking at the headlines from around the country, just looking at the back page of the Sydney Morning Herald, it says Twin Peaks. How old is this paper? It's coming back. It's a free ad for Stan. Inside, New South Wales deserves to benefit from Super Cull. That's the chairman of the New South Wales Rugby Union. A story from Tom Decent with Roger Davis saying that chopping a Super Rugby team is the right move to give New South Wales the slice of revenue pie it deserves to put into grassroots. So it's funny with the rugby union thing we were talking about earlier. It seems like it's the right decision to make. It's just the way they've gone about it that's it's a bit hard for Plenty to cop. And then slapstick, as we talked about earlier in the show. The slap has gone first, the punch, the slap, the shoulder charge. What next? You won't be able to headbutt.
Back page of the Daily Telegraph, 52-card pickup. This is a story. Daly shuffles Origin deck and comes up trumps. You mention any name to Laurie Daly, goes, yeah, he's in the mix.
I hear you're in the mix.
We're in trouble.
You should go.
We're in trouble.
You're the think coach.
Alir fears racism poisoning grassroots of AFL. Also on the back page of the Telegraph, Sydney Swans defender Alir believes racism in junior football ranks is turning children from the multicultural backgrounds away from AFL. Is he true or not? I don't know. But we'd take your thoughts on 13:53:53. You're a drug cheat.
Who, me?
We'll move on from that. You're a drug cheat. This is a story by James Hooper in the Telegraph. Chambers fires verbal shot to reopen shark wound. Now, the allegation is, and we saw that ongoing feud between Will Chambers and Paul Gallen on the footy field on, sure it was Sunday, in the Melbourne Storm game. Will Chambers kept calling him drug cheats, Paul Gallen and Wade Graham.
Dangerous territory.
Now, it's the old pot calling the kettle black there.
Why?
Well, they were cheat. They cheated to win.
Doesn't
all the
have the same sort of ring to it. Oh, you're a salary cap cheater?
Yeah.
I don't think he was there, Will Chambers, either when it happened.
No, I don't think he might have been.
No.
But
I don't think he got a speed
bump. Take your thoughts regarding that. Well, is it all fair in love and war? Well, not these days. Daly's oozing origin options. That's from Dean Ritchie there. And Peter Moody, champion trainer, champion bloke, Pete Moody, saying that Victorian racing should poach Peter Volandis or Darren Pearce. So Peter Volandis and Darren Pearce. Send a Christmas card to
They'd
Pete Moody.
They'd be stoked.
They'd be
just up their next contract.
They'd
Good
be
on them.
With that.
They would. And the Australian newspaper, sorry, I thought we were going to the 6 o'clock news. A bit rusty, Terry. I haven't been here for a while. McAvoy shakes off his Rio Demons to edge out Chalmers. We were talking about that earlier.
Good story.
About Kyle Chalmers relinquishing his Olympic crown. He doesn't really relinquish it, does he? Anyway, they turned the tables. That's the cliche I'm looking for. With Cameron McAvoy winning the 100 metres free at the Australian Swimming Champs in Brisbane last night. And Brent Reed also has a story, slap hit with Ben, but 18th man out. So the 18th man that they were talking about and a lot of the coaches wanted for the concussion to be brought onto the bench. If there was a concussed player that had to go off, they had an 18th man or the option of using him. That's been ruled out by the competition committee. Personally, I don't think it's a decision for the competition committee. I think it's one for the higher echelons of the National Rugby League.
Yeah, and the debate also continues about independent doctors, maybe having an independent doctor actually based in the bunker, which doesn't make any sense to me, but we might get into that directly after 6 o'clock. 13:53:53, can't wait to be taking your calls. We've got some special prizes for our callers too after 6 o'clock on 13:53:53, all topics on the agenda, Big Sports Breakfast.
The Penrith Mazda 2016 plate clearance is in its final days. This is your last chance to get an amazing deal on a 2016 plated Mazda, including the VT50s in our Mazda Youth Centre, with over 50 youths on display. Come and see the Mazda specialists for unbeatable deals. Hurry, don't miss out. Penrith Mazda has over 150 vehicles on display, so come in and grab a bargain. Penrith Mazda 2016 Mazda Master Dealer. Family owned and operated, Mulgoa Road, Penrith, just off the M4. MD188808.
Hi, James Treble here for Planet Ark. Around half the waste created by business ends up in landfill, which means Australian businesses are throwing away money on poor waste management and missing out on all of the benefits of recycling, like gaining a competitive edge and happier staff. But Planet Ark can help you make the business case for less waste with free information and resources. Go to businessrecycling.com.au or call the hotline on 1300 763 768.
The Big Sports Breakfast News for Toyota Materialhandling.com.au. Australia's first choice in forklifts.
On Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing One, Channel 526, The Big Sports Breakfast News.
It's 6 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Gemma Cutting. Police have recovered the body of a 49-year-old man from a dam on the Central Coast property. The man had been reported missing by his family on the weekend near Wyong. A post-mortem will be conducted to confirm his identity and cause of death. One person is dead after a single-vehicle car crash in Victoria's east. It's the first fatality on Australian roads ahead of the Easter weekend. There's further incentive to slow down from today, with double demerit points in place this long weekend. In New South Wales, they came into effect at midnight and will last until midnight on Monday. Keep note of that. And White House spokesman Sean Spicer has issued a fresh apology at a forum in Washington for comparing the Holocaust and Adolf Hitler to the chemical attack in Syria, with the remarks causing outrage around the world. Spicer says he made a mistake for his comment that even Hitler didn't sink to using chemical weapons before he was reminded that Hitler's regime killed millions of Jews in gas chambers, including the use of cyanide-based pesticide Zyklon B. Spicer says the blunder was painful to himself and that the damage is especially unfortunate because it's a very holy week for the Christian and Jewish people.
This is a Big Sports Breakfast Sports Update.
Panthers boss Phil Gould says clubs are being held to ransom by player managers and that no one is worth $1 million per season. Gould is adamant that of a proposed salary cap of $8.3 million spread across 30 players, it's outrageous to think one individual can command $1 million out of that figure. Warriors veteran Ryan Hoffman says his side can overcome one of the toughest tests in rugby league when they face the Raiders in Canberra on Saturday night. Hoffman says Canberra are in really good form, but it's a great opportunity and a real challenge for his team. Sally Fitzgibbons has suffered an event-ending injury at Bells Beach in Victoria after her fin caused a deep cut to her foot. Compatriot Stephanie Gilmore, who's still in contention at Bells, says she needs to be fierce and strong as she continues one of the best starts to a season in her career. And on Saturday, we farewell the legend, Greg Miles, the voice of racing, who's hanging up the binoculars after a career spanning 36 Melbourne Cups. 57-year-old Miles will call his last race at Caulfield on Easter Saturday and says besides the obvious and iconic calls of Mackay Bidiva's third Melbourne Cup, Redoute's Choices, Caulfield Guineas and Lonro's Australian Cup. For him, not one call stands out above the rest. The Melbourne Racing Club is marking the occasion on Easter Saturday by naming the last race Bravo Greg Miles. Matt Hill will be the next caller at the helm with Racing Victoria. Traffic and weather are next.
April is 5% extra discount month at astivita.com.au. That's a further 5% off the already discounted prices of up to 70% off on wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware, vanities, toilet suites, basins, baths and fridges. 2-year warranty, over 50 service locations and free delivery to most areas. astivita.com.au. That's astivita.com.au. Use the word radio for your extra 5% discount at astivita.com.au.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Ricebury.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
The champions of racing face off for one last day at Schweppes All Age Stakes Day, Saturday, April 15 at Royal Randwick. Celebrate the finale of the Sydney Carnival with the Group 1 Schweppes All Age Stakes and Moët & Chandon Champagne Stakes. Buy your tickets to experience hospitality and entertainment that can only be found in Sydney. Visit www.theatc.com.au.
To celebrate Easter, Bingley has special
Easter eggs.
Sure, in every Bingley store you'll find special
Easter eggs.
No, Easter deals. Store wide.
No eggs?
No eggs.
Is the Easter bunny coming?
With these deals, you think Santa's coming.
I love Easter.
You love chocolate.
Mum, I love your idea of great Easter deals at Bingley.
You love chocolate.
Mum, Bingley is making Easter special. But sorry, no Easter eggs.
But there's great deal more in store.
Excludes Asco and Miller.
V
This traffic update proudly brought to you by Bing Lee. See their huge range of appliances in store or online now at binglee.com.au.
Want to save money right now at POCO? Get 40% off all bedroom furniture, bedside tables, tall boys and bed frames, all 40% off while stocks last at POCO, Blacktown and Casula. Cowan, the M1, Pacific Highway, there's a big double broker down southbound lane 1. Looking at Randwick at the moment, Avoca at Belmore Road, we've got late finishing roadworks. This is impacting both directions. There is a contra flow in place though, so just be mindful of that this morning. The 5, we've got very heavy traffic, King George's Road down towards the tunnel. The 4, starting to build up around Burnett Street there at Paramount. And besides that, good clear run down towards Sydney Olympic Park. No concerns. Bella Vista all moving. Old Windsor Road right the way through to Pennant Hills Road there at the moment. At Coles today and Easter Saturday, you might hear the words "I'm free." That's because every available checkout will be open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Store trading hours may vary. See in store for details. I'm Silvio on the Big Sports Breakfast.
On the Big Sports Breakfast, this weather update is for On Deck Small Business Loans. On Deck, the small business loan specialists that actually want to lend to Australian small businesses.
Partly cloudy in Sydney with a medium chance of showers along the coastal fringe, becoming less likely in the afternoon. Tops of 23 degrees in the city, 24 in the west. Right now it's 16 degrees at Toongabby. Partly cloudy in Brisbane with possible showers and highs of 27. I'll have more news and sport at 6:30 here on the Big Sports Breakfast.
Texts and emails on the Big Sports Breakfast are brought to you by the Wideline Windows and Doors 24/7 online quoting app. Take a closer look at wideline.com.au. This is the Big Sports Breakfast with TK and Webby on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing 1. Brought to you by TAB.
We're wrapping Thursday and Friday into one big morning on the Big Sports Breakfast. Eager to take your calls on 13 53 53. Slats has crashed through the barriers. He's got an early start to Easter. Andrew Webster joins us from the Sydney Morning Herald. Also, Rob Gallegos in this half hour as we go forward to the all-age stakes at Royal Randwick on the weekend. Just after 7 o'clock, the seventh tackle with Liam Cox from the Seven Network. Phil Moss, who's a hero to the nation this morning. Mossy actually tipped, can you believe it, Monaco to beat Borussia Dortmund. Borussia Dortmund were involved in this
terrible,
horrendous attack on their team bus on the way to the ground the previous morning. The match got postponed. Borussia Dortmund lost to Monaco 2-3. So congratulations to Phil Moss for tipping that upset. $5.50 they were. At tab.com.au, currently being played. Atletico Madrid 1-0 over Leicester City, and 63 minutes gone. Bayern Munich 1-1 with Ronaldo scoring there. So 1-1, 63 gone. So quarterfinals, fantastic in the Champions League, and well done to Phil Moss. He'll be cock-a-hoop. Trent Merrin, the Penrith forward, he's our expert today, and Luke Keary after 8 o'clock. Ooh. We can ask them about slap or no slap. That should be the topic this morning, because I think the committee, the National Rugby League, have come up with the correct decision here. We all saw that terrible image. I reckon it was a terrible image anyway, of Big Dave Clemmer slapping Daly Cherry Evans with that open hand.
Yeah, it's all right. How are you, old son? How are you, mate?
I just think it's a terrible
look. I agree.
That's a terrible look, isn't it?
See, that's as good as a punch. That has more impact than what they do these days, where they just wrestle around and.
Well, this is the problem. So the slapping now, if you slap, you get. It's hard to believe we're talking about slapping in rugby league in the same sentence, isn't it? But if you slap.
I have to say it's bizarre. If you cover the game long enough and watch it long enough, like so many of our listeners out there, it's like, oh my God, they've banned the slap.
But it just looked bad.
Or mad.
It just looked bad.
I
was really keen for the ref to send Clemmer at the time.
Yeah, I was surprised. I'm surprised he didn't get binned. And as I said earlier, I would have thought it would have came under striking in the rule book anyway.
Well, most people
it's a strike.
Most people thought that as well. 13-53-53. What do you think? Have they made the right decision or not? Hello, Brendan. Good morning.
Hey, mate. How are you?
Well, thanks, Brendan.
That's good. Well, this is a bit random, but I've always been thinking it for a long time. But how do you think Serena Williams would go against the top tennis players in the world?
What? The men?
Men?
Yeah, the men. At her best, how do you think Serena Williams would go against the best men in the world?
She'd get thrashed.
By who? The top 10? Top 15?
I don't know whether she'd beat a top 100 player.
Really?
Yeah.
What about her v. Kyrgios? I'd pay to see that.
Would ya?
I think that'd be an interesting clash.
By Kyrgios.
What do you think?
Oh, I think she'd beat the top 50 anyway.
I don't know whether she's already played a man somewhere.
I think she's a man.
Well, you can't say that, mate. That's not...
Who was it? It was Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs, wasn't it?
I do like your powers of research here, because I could see it no one else has, but...
I'm just trying to work it out.
Terry's just typed into Google, Serena Williams v. Man versus Man.
Yeah, no, I remember... Well, I don't... I vaguely remember Bobby Riggs v... Billie Jean King. And he wasn't even a pro tennis player.
Did any of them get a set off, any of the female players get a set off the male players?
Yeah. Well, he wasn't even a proper tennis player. Mate, unfortunately, well, is this just a pub conversation or you had a bet on it?
in a pub.
He's gone.
Brendan, he's gone.
Yeah. No, I don't think she's been a top 100 player.
Look, I wouldn't know. I'm not familiar with... I'm not a fay with the abilities of the top 100 players in the ATP, but I did think that the top 10, no chance.
Yeah. Oh.
Can I have a bet on that?
Jeez, that's...
It's currently paying $1.04.
Well, virtually the 11th to 20th can't beat the top 10.
No.
And now you're saying Serena. It's very conservative, Webby. I've said the top 100 she wouldn't beat. Thanks for putting yourself out there. 13:53. Hello, Jimmy. Good morning.
Morning, Terry. Andrew, how are you?
G'day, Jimmy.
Bobby Riggs played Margaret Court, beat her, and then he played Billie Jean King and got beat. He was about 55 and she was in her 30s.
Yeah.
It was just all publicity and hoo-ha back in those days.
Yeah.
Nonsense.
He was a hustler, wasn't he?
Hey?
He was just a hustler, wasn't he?
Yeah, big time. What they should be asking is how the heck she hasn't won a Grand Slam. That's the question I keep asking.
Yes.
She's so dominant. How has she not won the Grand Slam?
Yeah, how hasn't she?
It's just staggering. Yeah. You know, she's got more Grand Slam wins than anyone else, but she hasn't won it. I don't know. Webby, you're a saint. Touching the ball in the play is the biggest point of difference between rugby league and rugby union, and we can't even get the very basic part of it right. Touch the ball with your foot. You know, well, wasn't there a couple of years ago a rule that says you've got to make an attempt?
Make an attempt. So you don't have to actually touch the ball. You just have to make an attempt. And
what's an attempt?
Well, exactly. You've got to look, using your foot to make an attempt. It's pretty black and white.
The rules just simply touch the ball with your foot. Can I ask a couple of questions?
Sure.
Are you allowed, you don't have a marker anymore, are you allowed to tap it forward and go and pick it up and run?
No, you can't.
That's idiotic.
Yeah.
You should be punished. If you don't have markers, well, just, mate, there's 10 metres. Thank you very much.
Yep. No.
I don't know why that one's not in. Another quick one. You remember you were saying about the they were going to piece the players close to the 10 meter line for try and all that.
Yeah, they're crackdown.
Mate, they have been doing that since I was a kid. They used to have a butte rule, which was a 5 meter in attack, and if you're within 5 meters of attack, you got penalised. They pull it out for the second and third round of the year, and then you never see it again.
Yeah.
You'd remember that, Terry?
Yeah, I do.
Idiotic.
Yeah, I remember the memo going out as well about the you must make an effort to at least touch the ball when you play it, and that never got mentioned. That was before a trial season started. It was either this season or the season before.
It's the biggest point of difference between the games. I mean, they have lineouts and they have extra players, but when you see the game played, they ruck and maul. We play the ball.
I talked to Tony Archer about it at the start of last year about the it's a pet hate of so many players. Of so many former players that you speak to about not playing the ball, along with a lot of other things, and marks not squaring up and all that type of stuff. But Tony Archer said, specifically to me personally, he said that's one area that we're going to crack down on, play the ball. But there was one Andrew
Fafita. They make a rod for their own back. That's the problem.
Exactly.
Because once,
they say it and then they don't do it.
Yeah.
But Andrew Fifita, there's a play of the ball the other week where Andrew Fifita got to one knee. He got up. He was on. He got up on one knee and played the ball while he's still on the ground, and just rolled it between his legs, and that was it. And they played on. And he was tackled 2 meters out from the line. And I thought, are you joking? If that is not a an illegal play the ball, what is? It's a joke.
Can you still play the ball in any direction? You've got
no.
to be facing goal.
No,
goal,
you've got to be facing
goal, goal to goal.
Goal to goal.
Yeah, yeah. You can still play the ball side. You can put it between. You used to be able to put it between your foot and knock it sideways.
Yeah.
You could play the ball in any direction. You just have to be facing try line to try line.
No, no. Well,
that was the rule. I mean, that was the rule. You could do that. You could play the ball in any direction.
What do you mean? Like kick it to the
well,
first receiver?
You could kick the ball forward.
No, you can't kick the ball forward.
No, but you used to be able to. The rule said you could play the ball in any direction as long as you were facing the opponent's try line.
Remember Benny Elias, close to the line, just used to kick the ball into the legs of the players and then try and dive on it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but you could play the ball, everyone's saying, you could play it in any direction. I pick up the ball, I play it, but instead of playing it directly behind me, I kick it to the left. You know? Just little things like that.
Terry, I don't like where this is going. We're getting into ruck discussions. This could take up a whole...
Jimmy.
This could take up 3 hours.
We're trying to enjoy our Easter. Good on you, mate. Good to hear from you. 13-53-53. Yeah, that rule change we're talking about. Players will now be sent to the sin bin for slapping. Well, that's the intention anyway. The head of operations for the National Rugby League, Brian Canavan, said slapping is an embarrassment for the game. I think we all agree with that. And coaches and officials believe that they're embarrassed by slapping, and this is all courtesy of that Dave Clemmer on Daily Cherry Evans, but it's also a byproduct of the punch and you go to the bin rule, because players just adapt, don't they? They think, yeah. Well, I can't use a closed fist, that's a punch. I'll use an open hand, which is a slap, and now you go for that. Now, the big one's going to be, what is a slap and what is a
shove?
Because you could probably argue Dave Clemmer's on Daily Cherry Evans was actually a push of the chin and not a slap.
Well, you could argue that Daily Cherry Evans headbutted his...
No, I'm not arguing that.
No, that's a slap.
Both the Williams sisters faced 203rd-ranked Carsten Brash back in 1998, this is correct, and lost 6-1, 6-2. And they played a set each. Go the Mighty Dragons.
Go the Dragons.
Lee from Ingleburn. There you go. So, yeah, I said top 100. That's top 200 they weren't able to beat. And you've said top 10, being way out there. Webby, good on you. We do thank you for that. Paul McGregor, the coach of your St. George Illawarra Dragons. What a stunning start they've had to the season. 5 wins, just the 1 loss. Yet there's been no new contract for Mary McGregor.
Fair enough.
I mean, most people had him. Most people, including yourself, had him as the first coach sacked.
I didn't have him as a coach first sacked at all, whatsoever. Again, a misrepresentation of what I said. It's funny though. It's funny how they've had we're not bad. So it went from Mary to Trent Barrett to Dez to and then Jason Taylor was the first to go. Who else is next? Who else we got on the chopping block? Everyone seems to be safe for the moment. No, I think that, you know, they made it very clear. Peter Doust and the management of the St. George Illawarra Dragons said they're going to wait and, you know, take a sort of gently approach with extending Mary beyond this season. He started very well. They've got a tough run coming up.
Sign now, Mary.
I know they've got... Well, he'd be wanting to sign now, but they've got a tough run coming up with the Cowboys and the Roosters on Anzac Day, which is always an exciting fixture. And then they've got a few other top, you know, teams in the top 4 and top 8. It's going to be a tough month for the Dragons. So we'll see how they are when they get through that. I think the club knows that. I think Mary knows that. If you talk to Mary himself, he's not actually in much of a hurry either. He'd like to sign, but you know, he's more concentrating on the football. So he's done very well. It's funny the way that they're playing. It's almost out of necessity or sort of fell into place when their halfback Hutchinson went down with that ACL just before December, and so they had no alternative but to just to play what's in front of them. Who would have thought? And that's the way that they're playing and they're scoring points.
Short break and then more of your calls and then Rod Gallegos.
Sky Sports Radio and Tabcorp would like to congratulate race caller Greg Miles on an outstanding career.
El Mandan and Heartbreak City, what a finish to the Melbourne Cup!
Since 1981, Greg has broadcast many magical racing moments, including a record 36 consecutive Melbourne Cups.
But a champion becomes a legend!
Caulfield's Easter Cup meeting marks Greg Miles' farewell. Hear his final calls this Saturday on Sky Sports Radio, 10:17 a.m.
They all descend on the last snag. Johnson secures it, giving his dad the big don't argue. Oh, it's personal now. Dad attempts a late smother, but it's too late. Johnson's already celebrating. Just look at his face. He's chomping at the bit for more. What a beauty. Yeah.
Make your mark this AFL season with great AFL offers available on your TAB app, online or at your local. TAB, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
This traffic update proudly brought to you by Bing Lee. See their huge range of appliances in-store or online now at binglee.com.au.
Want to save money right now at POCO? Get 40% off all bedroom furniture, bedside tables, tall boys and bed frames, all 40% off while stocks last at POCO, Blacktown and Casula. Cowan, the M1, Pacific Highway, there's a big double broken down southbound lane 1. Looking at Randwick at the moment, at Avoca at Belmore Road, we've got late finishing roadworks. This is impacting both directions. There is a contraflow in place though, so just be mindful of that this morning. The 5, we've got very heavy traffic, King George's Road down towards the tunnel. The 4, starting to build up around Burnett Street there at Parramatta. Besides that, good clear run down towards Sydney Olympic Park. No concerns. Bella Vista all moving. Old Windsor Road right the way through to Pennant Hills Road there at the moment. At Coles today and Easter Saturday, you might hear the words "I'm free." That's because every available checkout will be open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Store trading hours may vary. See in store for details. I'm Silvio on the Big Sports Breakfast.
In April last year, during the program Big Sports Breakfast, 2KY broadcast some remarks by Jeff Lawson about Mr. Marlon Samuels. Those remarks may have been understood by some listeners to have associated Mr. Samuels with criminal gangs in Jamaica. If any listener gained that impression, 2KY wishes to withdraw any such suggestion and apologise to Mr. Samuels for any offence and distress the remarks caused him. 2KY and Mr. Samuels have resolved Mr. Samuels' complaint, which includes a payment of damages to Mr. Samuels, a portion of which will be donated to the foundation of Mr. Samuels launched last year, supporting the blind and visually impaired in Jamaica.
Bruzy, mate, you're looking good. What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Man shaking it. See, Murph, you can lose the beer gut without losing all the beers.
I'll drink to that.
My 3 weeks' worth of the man shake, and I'll throw in an extra week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
The Vobis Gold Yearling Sale produces graduates such as Malaguera, Burning Front and Polanski. All yearlings are nominated for Super Vobis and eligible to be nominated for Vobis Gold. April 23 at Oaklands, Melbourne. Catalogue at inglis.com.au.
Get trackside this Saturday at Wentworth Park for New South Wales' biggest night of greyhound racing. Five huge group finals will light up the track, including New South Wales' richest greyhound race, the Group 1 $250,000 Golden Easter Egg. There'll also be plenty of action off the track with live entertainment, activities for the kids and a chance to win some big prizes. Racing begins at around 7:15 p.m. with entry only $10. For more details, head to thedogs.com.au.
G'day, Jason.
How you going, boys?
Good. You want to add to the Serena topic?
Yeah, I just with Serena, she actually said herself, I think it was in a press conference, she said that she wouldn't even get a game off the top 100 player.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah, she's acknowledged that. Just because the boys, not only they hit it harder, they hit it with so much more topspin that the bounce is just too high for the girls. They can't handle it.
Right.
And then you add to the fact that the guys are much faster, so they're jogging to the balls that the girls would hit them, and
yeah. And
then they can't get to the balls that the boys hit to them. So
yeah. It's
just not a big deal. I don't know why they talk about it.
No, I think it was a bit of a random one. From even Brendan said it was a random one. Good on you, Jason. Hold the line, mate. We'll get you in a couple of Big Sports Breakfast caps.
A Sky Sports Radio racing update with Rod Gallegos.
Horses now as they come down the straight was Vinny Rowe, and back behind them here's Mackayvi Diva. A nation roars for a hero. She's starting to wind up. 300 left to go now. Mackayvi Diva's racing up. Envoy's trying to go with it. They've got to Portland Singer and Lachlan River. Here comes Like a Falcon and Excellent, but Mackayvi Diva clear with 100 metres to go. Excellent run.
Well, there wasn't a dry eye at Flemington or around the nation that day when Maccabi Diva won her third consecutive Melbourne Cup. And it was an expert call from Greg Miles, who puts down the glasses this weekend, and Matt Hill takes them up. G'day, Rod.
Morning, boys. Yes, there would be many memorable moments, I would think, in his race-calling career of some 36 years. But it's probably unlikely that another race caller will get the chance to call a horse winning three consecutive Melbourne Cups.
Fair call.
Which Greg Miles did. Look, he's had a great career. He's retiring retiring from race calling while he's still got semblances of the bloom of youth. I mean, he's not an old man. But I can understand the way he feels that he is going out while he's on top. I don't think my memory of race callers goes back as far as Lockie Melville. And the style of race calling has changed, but more importantly, the pressure on race callers today is infinitely greater than it ever has been in the past. Mm. Because a lot of the old-time race callers, they were just on radio, but radio was the only medium they had. Now there's television. And the armchair critics, who are the most severe of all, they can rerun and rerun races and pick even the most minor little faults in it. And quite frankly, I don't think our race callers make too many mistakes.
No, mate. They rarely get every accolade they get if they do get any. Mate, this doesn't happen very often. A Pommy's going back home.
Yeah. Well, I think he'll be back.
Oh, well, of course they will.
James Doyle completes his term in Australia on Saturday at the All-Age Stakes meeting, which traditionally the All-Age Stakes and the Champagne would have been the final two Group 1s of the racing season in Sydney, but it won't be because we've got the rerun of the Sydney Cup still to come. Look, I think Doyle's had a fairly successful time here replacing James McDonald. And he's going back home to England because, of course, the big spring racing there. You would tend to think that he'll come back. I know there's still talk about Joe Marrera coming here, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm.
Well, whoever it is, I mean, it'll be a brave or silly jockey to knock back the role of being Godolphin's rider in Sydney.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
He's been linked to that role for a while, Joe, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has, but he'd have to take a pay cut.
That's the thing.
Yeah. A field of 10 for the All-Age?
Sorry, Terry, but not only would he take probably a pay cut, he'd work infinitely harder here than he does in Hong Kong.
Yes.
The All-Age Stakes on Saturday, it's a field of 10. You've got Le Romaine, the favourite, drawn out at barrier 10. He's got to bounce back from a disappointing run in the Doncaster. And English is the probably might even take over as favourite for the All-Aged. England has got barrier 2 to be ridden by Blake Shin, who had a great day yesterday at Warwick Farm. I think he only had 4 rides on the day. And 3 of them won.
Yeah, and 2 of them were over $20.
Yeah.
Right, we're running out of time, Rod. Can you rip through your tips for this weekend?
Yes. In race 2, I like number 9, Burradoo, a Canberra galloper, coming off a very good run, I thought, at Warwick Farm's latest start. While he finished 5th, he was only a length from the winner. In the JRA plate, number 2, Rudy. His run in the Doncaster, I thought, was very good, and he finished 4th. He has been tried at middle distances in the past, and he has been placed over middle distance courses. And in the All-Aged, another Doncaster disappointment was number 2 Red Kirk Warrior, but I think he's much better than that Doncaster run would indicate, and he's good odds on Saturday.
Thanks very much, Rod. Good luck this weekend. Thank you, Rod.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Happy Easter to all of you out there. It's 6:30.
Beautiful, kind-hearted, everything that you'd ever want a mother to be.
What do you give the woman who gave you everything? This Mother's Day, make your gift a donation to life-saving breast cancer research. Donate to Breast Cancer Institute of Australia and receive a beautiful Mother's Day card so you can share your love with your mother and women across Australia. Because a world without breast cancer would be the best gift of all. Visit bestgiftofall.org.au.
The Big Sports Breakfast News for toyotamaterialhandling.com.au. Australia's first choice in forklifts.
On Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing One, Channel 526, The Big Sports Breakfast News.
It's 6:30. Good morning. I'm Gemma Cutting. A Sydney wedding planner will face 40 fraud-related charges today in Liverpool local court after he masterminded an alleged car insurance fraud ring. His arrest follows an eight-month multi-agency investigation, with police alleging the 31-year-old organised, coordinated and facilitated fraudulent CTP insurance claims. In a raid at a home and business in Liverpool yesterday, police seized more than $100,000 in cash, gold bullion worth $30,000 and electronic storage devices. The first cruise ship to visit the West Sundays since Cyclone Debbie will dock today at Airlie Beach with 2,000 passengers on board. It comes as a cheque of $10,000 will be presented to the local community by P&O Pacific Partnership to help with relief following the cyclone. Qantas and the ATSB are investigating a mid-air incident last week where a Boeing 747 travelling from Melbourne to Hong Kong suffered a mid-air incident where the stick shaker warning was activated, causing unexpected turbulence and minor injuries to 15 people. And comedian Charlie Murphy, the older brother of Eddie Murphy, has died at the age of 57 following a battle with leukemia. It comes just 8 years after the death of his wife from cervical cancer.
This is a Big Sports Breakfast Sports Update.
West Tigers have signed Titans forward Chris McQueen on a three-year deal until the end of 2020. The former Origin back rower is the first signing for Ivan Cleary in a deal reported to be worth around $400,000 per season. The Broncos forward's depth has been tested, with young lock Jai Arrow ruled out for 6 weeks with a thumb injury. Arrow will be hopeful that he can return to the field before Brisbane lose their regular contingent to Origin duties. In the UEFA Champions League, Monaco have defeated Borussia Dortmund 3-2, but Dortmund's coach says the team felt ignored by football authorities by being made to play their quarterfinal first leg less than 24 hours after a bombing attack on their bus. In the other matches this morning, it's 1-1 between Bayern Munich and Real Madrid, and 1-0 to Atletico Madrid over Leicester. Manny Pacquiao's Australian trainer insists Jeff Horn has no chance of defeating the Filipino legend. Justin Fortune, who works with the Pac-Man when he's in Australia, says despite his age of 38, he's still stupidly fast and has only fought world champions and ex-world champions in his career. And a four-week suspension will force Jason Collett to miss the ride on Chance to Dance in the rerun of the Sydney Cup on April 22. Collett was booked to replace Damien Lane on the Stephen Aldridge and Jamie Richards train stayer, who ran second behind Polarisation in the No race last weekend. Collett pleaded guilty yesterday to careless riding in the home straight in the last at Warwick Farm, but he says he feels hard done by. Traffic and weather are next.
Great staff are always the most important element of business. Nova Employment is a free disability employment service that takes the time to find you the right candidate.
Hi, I'm Chris from Perfect Pet Products. Nova Employment has provided us with four members of our team. The guys are hardworking, reliable and always eager to learn. Hayden, our newest member of our team, his hard work has made him an asset to the business.
So if your business could benefit from great staff with ability, join the over 15,000 Sydney businesses who have made the switch. Visit novaemployment.com.au.
The Penrith Mazda 2016 plate clearance is in its final days. This is your last chance to get an amazing deal on a 2016 plated Mazda, including the VT50s in our Mazda Youth Centre, with over 50 youths on display. Come and see the Mazda specialists for unbeatable deals. Hurry, don't miss out. Penrith Mazda has over 150 vehicles on display, so come in and grab a bargain. Penrith Mazda, 2016 Mazda Master Dealer. Family owned and operated, Mulgoa Road, Penrith, just off the M4. MD 18808.
Z&Z Jewellers has been a Hurstville institution for over a quarter of a century. And for over 20 years, they've been the source of the NRL's official watches, rings, pendants and cufflinks. So if you want the official watch of your NRL team or engagement and wedding rings, corporate gifts, all types of remodelling and repairs, Z&Z's your place. See Z&Z at Westfield Hurstville or visit znz.com.au. Proud sponsors of the St George Junior Referees.
April is 5% extra discount month at AstiVita.com.au. That's a further 5% off the already discounted prices of up to 70% off wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware, vanities, toilet suites, basins, baths and fridges. 2-year warranty, 50 service locations and free delivery to most areas. AstiVita.com.au. Use the code RADIO for your extra 5% discount at AstiVita.com.au.
This traffic update proudly brought to you by Bing Lee. See their huge range of appliances in store or online now at binglee.com.au.
Want to save money right now at POCO? Get 40% off all bedroom furniture, bedside tables, tall boys and bed frames, all 40% off while stocks last at POCO, Blacktown and Casula. Cowan, the M1, Pacific Highway, there's a big double broken down southbound lane 1. Looking at Randwick at the moment, Avoca at Belmore Road, we've got late finishing roadworks. This is impacting both directions. There is a contra flow in place though, so just be mindful of that this morning. The 5, we've got very heavy traffic, King George's Road down towards the tunnel. The 4, starting to build up around Burnett Street there at Parramatta. Besides that, good clear run down towards Sydney Olympic Park. No concerns. Bella Vista all moving. Old Windsor Road right the way through to Pennant Hills Road there at the moment. At Coles today and Easter Saturday, you might hear the words, "I'm free." That's because every available checkout will be open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Store trading hours may vary. See in store for details. I'm Silvio on the Big Sports Breakfast.
On the Big Sports Breakfast, this weather update is for On Deck Small Business Loans. On Deck, the small business loan specialists that actually want to lend to Australian small businesses.
Partly cloudy in Sydney with a medium chance of showers along the coastal fringe, becoming less likely in the afternoon. Tops of 23 degrees in the city, 24 in the west. Right now it's 16 degrees at Rushcutters Bay. Partly cloudy in Brisbane with possible showers and highs of 27. I'll have more news in sport at 7 o'clock here on the Big Sports Breakfast.
Sport for breakfast. You're tuned to TK and Webby and the Big Sports Breakfast brought to you by TAB.
TK and Webby here on the Big Sports Breakfast. Good Thursday edition. Would that be what you call it?
It would be a Thursday stroke Friday edition.
It's very good. I'm filling in for Michael Slater, who's somewhere in Bali as we speak. Taking your calls, 1353 53, and later in this half hour, talking to the great Matt Burke, former Wallaby, BSB expert, talking about this mess that is Australian rugby at the moment. I feel sorry for the Rah-Rahs. There's a lot of good people involved in that game.
Of course there's a lot of good people involved in that game.
It's a good game when it's played properly.
But it's just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, so much has been spoken about this reduction of the Super Rugby sides, and they've got 5 franchises currently in Oz. South Africa's got to get rid of 2 franchises, so they go from 6 to 4. Australia go from 5 in their conference to 4 in their conference, and of course people will be losing their gigs and their jobs and their livelihoods because they're losing their professional contracts, or maybe they can go overseas and play, but still they probably want to stay at home and play for one of the 5 in this country. But that's just one of the issues for Australian rugby. The big, big one for Australian rugby union, as I see it, is staying relevant to the population.
Mm.
And this is where the Australian rugby union, in my mind, have done a horrifically bad job. Now, I've had this opinion before, and I'll share it again, is sneakily, I think they're quite happy about the elitism of their sport, that they actually thrive on the elitism of their sport.
I'm not 100% sure.
But let me tell you, it is biting them on the backside. And sooner they embrace the West and the greater public of this country, the better off they're going to be. Because apart from the North Shore and spots in the eastern suburbs, they've got no traction whatsoever. And where the majority of the population live, they've got no traction whatsoever. And I don't know one effort they've made to actually increase their popularity. to the greater masses. But I could be wrong, and maybe we'll find out later on today.
I don't think that's entirely correct. So much so I can't even say it. But I grew up on the North Coast. I've got family up there. My nephews play rugby union. They also play rugby league. They switch between both codes. There's a very, if they get up, I started my career in Maitland, the Hunter Valley. Newcastle's a very, very strong rugby union area. The Maitland Rugby Union Club is the second oldest club outside of Sydney University in the country. There's a lot of proud grassroots rugby union out there that if you ask them, they don't get the cash that they need. They don't get the money that they really deserve to keep, they're the grassroots and they're the ones that are being ignored. That said, if the Wallabies aren't firing, rugby union falls off the radar in this country. And when they were runners-up to New Zealand in the World Cup at the end of 2015, remember that sport? It was like, finally, with Michael Checker there, they were playing a great brand of attacking rugby. This was going to be the rebirth of the sport. Then they lose three tests to England
the way they did. Since?
No, and they've gone just downhill ever since. And, unfortunately, like it's almost, we talk about the A-League, but you look at the Socceroos. They're sort of fumbling along in the dark. Ange Postecoglou is already talking about leaving. When the Socceroos are firing, when they're pressing,
was that?
Well, exactly. It's been a while now since the Asian Cup.
A decade ago.
Since they won the Asian Cup. So it's been, those sports who are not AFL or league, if their national team isn't going, they suddenly fall off the radar and they suddenly lose a bit of relevance. So yeah, I don't know what the solutions are for Australian rugby, but they've got some issues.
This is coming in from Tony. Not only was that bloke ranked 213 in the world when he took on the Williams sisters, he was a smoker and known as the unfittest pro on the tour. Plus, he just come off court after playing another male pro. Tony Foster says that. I don't know why this came up, but Brendan, our very first caller of the day, brought up how would Serena Williams go against a male player in the top 10. I said she wouldn't be anyone in the top 100. And then this has come through that she did play, we forgot, Carsten Brasch. He was a German guy who was famous for smoking between games on court. He did get to mid-30s in
the
world.
Right. What's wrong with that?
Back in 1994, and he came out and in the Battle of the Sexes did play the Venus and Serena. At the 1998 Australian Open, he was ranked 203 at the time. He defeated both the sisters, playing a single set against each. He beat Serena 6-1 and Venus 6-2 and had a couple of durries in between points.
He said, anyhow, have a Winfield. And yeah. He did.
Would have been a great promotion for Winfield back then, 13-53-53. You could probably...
I'm playing for the Winfield Cup. Boom.
Yeah. Another quick one comes in regarding Chris Evert said she often used her brother as a practice partner and she'd never won a set off him. He wasn't even a professional. Yeah, I mean, I don't know why the question came up. I don't know why we care. They're both fine players, aren't they, Venus and Serena? Hello, Adrian. Good morning.
Yeah, good day, guys. Look, the people that have been in charge of the ARU since the World Cup was in Australia in 2003 when they had hundreds of millions of dollars.
$48 million, just on that. Sorry? They finished that championship, right? They capped how much they could make out of it, and they finished that championship from memory, $48 million in the bank.
Yeah, well, everyone who's been there, John O'Neill and all the ones through, the ones that inherited, should be all ashamed of themselves. They've run the sport into the ground, and you've got, all the time, the Southern Hemisphere, Australia, used to say, oh, the Northern Hemisphere, boring rugby. Well, England v Ireland over Australia any day, the way the Wallabies play. You only want to watch the New Zealand teams in the Super Rugby. You get Michael Hooper coming in when they got beat by 40-1 to 20 or something, saying the defence was great and they missed about 48 tackles. They're in denial. And, it's just... just appalling what's happened to Australian rugby. They're running into the ground and they should be all ashamed of themselves and Bill Pulver and all of them should resign.
O'Neill was there when they made the $48 million.
Yep. Yeah, and got rid of it too.
Well, I didn't get a lot. No, he went to soccer soon after.
Yeah, but
and then came back for a short period of time. O'Neill was in charge. He was the one who was in charge when he said, he took up that Abib report and said, change has to happen. And then they got rid of him and brought in Bill Pulver, who didn't make any of the change.
Yeah. Good on you, Adrian. 13:53:53, taking your calls right throughout. No Thursday night footy, which is a bit disappointing tonight. We've got three games happening on the Good Friday. 4 o'clock, it's the Bulldogs against the Rabbitohs. Robbie Farah still coming off the bench.
I'm just texting now to find out exactly why there's no Thursday night footy.
Damien Cook to start. 6 p.m, Newcastle up against the Roosters. And then 8 p.m, the Broncos v. the Titans. McHugh says, good morning, boys. Surprise, surprise. The Broncos get 8-day turnaround after the Titans against the Titans. 6. Every week the Broncos get more of a turnaround than the team they play. When lucky, the last test between New Zealand and Australia is only on Friday, the 5th of May. Is that put on a Friday so the Broncos players can play, and Webby will change the state of origin to Friday so the Broncos can play? I mean, they've got that massive Queensland audience. It's because of TV. They're the biggest game in town in Queensland, the Broncos, and they demand that spot. Well, they demand it because of their overwhelming amount of support they have and the figures they produce. And, you know, it's a game played in Queensland, and they're the most popular gig in town.
Why there isn't a second team in Brisbane, why there isn't a team in Ipswich, I do not know. It has to happen. They have to, you know, David Gallup always had this great saying, fish where the fish are. If the fish aren't in Ipswich or in that area of Queensland, you know, working class, rugby league, dyed-in-the-wool, supporters of the game, why don't they have a second team there?
Well, they need to use Suncorp Stadium every weekend for rugby league. And that's why the second team in Brisbane. But what Sydney team do you get rid of?
You can answer that one.
Because the question's too hard.
It is too hard, isn't it?
The question's too hard. The dilemma's too hard.
I don't know. Perth suits TV, but I'm not entirely convinced it's, you know, that's the only reason why you'd have one there. They talk about a growing, you know, community there. Well, the rugby league community. I don't think it's growing that much. I don't think it's going to be, you know, widespread support of rugby league in Perth.
I think they had a bigger footprint there in juniors than they thought.
Yeah.
But, of course, we set that back when the Western Reds actually went 13:53:53. Terry, stop being biased to every sport other than rugby league. You're obviously on a bonus from Channel 9.
Are you on a bonus from Channel 9?
I'll have to check, but if I am, it hasn't arrived.
So you've got that many rorts going on, coming in left, right and centre.
I don't think...
And you don't even know you're getting a backhander from Channel 9.
I don't think any code gets bagged on this program more than the NRL.
Yeah.
But if you're critical of any other game, they just assume you hate that game, which is not true.
It's funny. I interviewed Marina Go this week for a piece, and she said to me, so why do you journos only bash up the West Tigers and me? Like, you don't get stuck into any of the club. How many other club chairmen do you call to be sacked? I said, seriously? I said, how long have you got? I made a career out of it. But we love it.
The champions of racing face off for one last day at Schweppes All Age Stakes Day, Saturday, April 15 at Royal Randwick. Celebrate the finale of the Sydney Carnival with the Group 1 Schweppes All Age Stakes and Moët & Chandon Champagne Stakes. Buy your tickets to experience hospitality and entertainment that can only be found in Sydney. Visit www.theatc.com.au.
All grounds, all beaten. Franco won the champion stakes and lived up to the title.
International racing at its very best. 7 days a week across the Sky Racing Network.
Rosie, mate, you're looking good. What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Man shaking it.
See, Murph, you can lose the beer gut without losing all the beers.
I'll drink to that.
Buy 3 weeks' worth of the man shake and I'll throw in an extra week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
This traffic update proudly brought to you by Bing Lee. See their huge range of appliances in store or online now at binglee.com.au.
Want to save money right now at POCO? Get 40% off all bedroom furniture, bedside tables, tall boys and bed frames, all 40% off while stocks last at POCO, Blacktown and Casula. Cowan, the M1, Pacific Highway, there's a big double broken down southbound lane 1. Looking at Randwick at the moment, Avoca at Belmore Road, we've got late finishing roadworks. This is impacting both both directions. There is a contraflow in place, though, so just be mindful of that this morning. The 5, we've got very heavy traffic King George's Road down towards the tunnel. The 4, starting to build up around Burnett Street there at Parramatta. Besides that, good clear run down towards Sydney Olympic Park. No concerns. Bella Vista, all moving. Old Windsor Road, right the way through to Pennant Hills Road there at the moment. At Coles today and Easter Saturday, you might hear the words, "I'm free." That's because every available checkout will be open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Store trading hours may vary. See in store for details. I'm Silvio on the Big Sports Breakfast.
There's tough. And there's a new breed of tough. Introducing the new Amarok Core 4x4 from only $42,990 drive away. This impressive workhorse comes with a rigid ladder frame chassis, the largest tray in its class. And now with a new cabin design, app connect, and rear view camera, it's a whole new breed of tough. Offer ends April 30. Conditions at Volkswagen.com.au.
This transport update is for the Men's Health Clinic. Performance problems getting you down? Call the doctors at Men's Health Clinic today. 133 MHC.
Good morning. There's no major problems for public transport so far today, with things looking pretty good for buses, ferries and trains. So just a quick reminder, if you are heading to ANZ Stadium tomorrow afternoon to watch the Bulldogs take on the Rabbitohs, your ticket includes travel on public transport. There will be extra trains as well as major event buses running throughout the day because the Easter show is also on. So make sure you keep that in mind, that the precinct will be very busy. Up to 100,000 people are expected out there tomorrow. For more details about the extra public transport running, head to transportnsw.info. This is Rebecca Walsh for the Transport Management Centre and Sky Sports Radio.
On the Big Sports Breakfast, this rugby union update is for On Deck Small Business Loans. On Deck, the small business loan specialists that actually want to lend to Australian small businesses.
Well, he's bleeding. His game he loves is under siege from every direction. Too many franchises, no money for the AAU, rugby union losing relevance in the Australian population. He's got all the solutions. He joins us, former Wallaby star Matt Burke. G'day, Burke.
I'm stretching. That's what I'm going to do. I'm making a comeback. I'm saying it right here, right now. I'm making a comeback.
Oh, there we go. I'll tweet that.
Well, the game needs people like you.
Do you know,
the big names of the game.
It's you could say that they've lost heroes, if that's the word. I mean, I was talking to a couple of rugby league mates, and they know Flau, they know Michael Hooper.
Yeah,
and the rest of the team, they can sort of just, you know, mull over. And I think that's what every sport wants. They want heroes, don't they? When you go through, I heard that the old, you've been training all the winter, there's not a team that fit it. You know, the old cricket song. And I can still recite that. And the players that were there were iconic. And I think that's what it's got to get back to. It's got to get back for the kids to look at that team and go, I want to be A, X, Y, and Z.
Yep.
And unfortunately, at the moment, it's just not there.
No, it's not.
No.
I'm just wondering what attempt they're making to instill that again.
To rectify that? I mean, you look at guys like Michael Hooper, and he just...
Well, I can never bag him because he's just... He does give his guts every weekend.
Yeah, yeah. He's passionate. You know, he has an incredible desire to play well. It's just that we're playing these Kiwi teams, and we just can't get over the top of them. And that is the problem. When Australian teams are successful, they beat New Zealand teams. They beat them consistently. They beat them in the Bledisloe. And we haven't had that since, 2002 from an Australian perspective. Or even being competitive, I suppose. That's the difficult part. That's the frustrating part watching.
What about the way that they've done at the AAU?
Oh,
it is death by a thousand cuts. So, you know, we don't know who's going to go. Then they say there's two that's going to go, and it's got to be decided in 48 hours. But then it's not, and it's like, my God. Can you make it any worse?
It's been a shambles how it's done. And I think what came to roost for me was the other day when we saw Matt Hodgson on the television breaking down. Yeah.
Yeah, that's just wrong.
And it becomes, I mean, we all see it as a franchise cut, that's it, like, you know, done and dusted. But there's so much more to that, isn't there? There's, you know, families and relocation and where's the next contract come from? Do they go overseas? Do they lose players to the UK, Japan? I think now what's happened is that I still believe there has to be a franchise that has to get cut. And I understand we're not competitive in that space. Who it has to be, and I've said the Force for, you know, since we first chatted about it. I'm swaying. I have that ability to sway. I'm swaying only for the fact that it seems like the Force have come out and actually sort of justifying why they should be there. Grassroots rugby, you know, sort of they're starting to get up and running over there. There's still support over there. the team, albeit haven't been fantastic with the head start they've given, I think you need a presence perhaps over in Perth, because you know Melbourne, you're running down the east coast, New South Wales or Queensland, New South Wales Brumbies are already sort of locked and loaded there. I think you need someone on that side. Then it has to be the Rebels. I then look at
the
private franchise.
I'd get rid of both.
Do them both? Shoot them both and just get rid of them.
Mm.
It's an interesting one.
Imagine if we could have all our talent just across three teams, and yeah. maybe we could actually beat a Kiwi team.
Yeah, yeah. It becomes purely financial then at the back end of it. And
well, it's a competitive thing too, mate. Have we got the talent to go around?
That's why they've got to cut one team at least. And I've heard, I think Eddie Jones said even maybe cut two as well. Go back to Super 15, which was three competitive teams in Australian rugby. So. Look, I'm swaying now. This 42-78 hours thing has just compounded me again to say, hey, obviously these guys at the ARU don't know who to get rid of, and maybe in the frame now is Melbourne to let's pay this bloke some money and get rid of them.
Businesses cut departments all the time.
Correct.
Business is shut every day of the week.
This is a sport. You know, there's a bit more of an emotional... every day of the week. I know, but this is beyond business.
It's emotional when you get retrenched, let me tell you.
Exactly. I know. But all you former players who, dug the well, particularly in the last 10, 20 years, you must be doing your head in.
Well, they're still going to the well, Berkey.
Well done. When's that next World Cup?
Exactly.
I'm still living off 2002 Bledisloe Cup. You blokes call me every year.
Good on you, mate.
Speaking of which, Crusaders, Sunwolves.
Yeah, exactly right.
It'll be back there.
The Sunwolves, really.
Yeah, no, I know. Crusaders. Well, they got the win the other day. The Sunwolves. Crusaders for that one. That's going to be too easy. The Reds and the Kings. If the Reds don't beat the Kings, they're the ones that should go out of Super Rugby. Blues, Hurricanes. I think the Hurricanes are just flying at the moment. They're just too strong. The Barrett brothers just having a field day out there at the moment. Rebels and Brumbies. Rebels still winless. They had a tough start to the season. They had some injuries as well. They're getting a couple of their players back, but the Brumbies will be too strong down there. Cheetahs, Chiefs. This is my curveball. I'm throwing Cheetahs in up in the high veld there in Bloemfontein up against the Chiefs who are travelling. Yes, they're an incredibly sharp outfit, but I reckon there could be a little bit of an upset up there.
Just on that, Berkey, I mean, I know you're in these circles, but if you said to everyone, tell me the province in South Africa where the Cheetahs come from.
Correct.
Yeah, that's the...
It's only because I know, and only...
No, I know you
no,
know.
No. Yeah, correct.
It's hardcore.
Yeah, and that's the difficulty about this tribalism, if that's the word. You know, the Sunwolves, do you know what? What do they call the Argentinian team? I don't even know. Are they the Jaguars or the Jaguares? I don't even know what they are.
The female side, the Jaguares.
You know what I find, though, is also a big indictment on the game? New South Wales, Queensland, and you would know this from having played in those matches, that used to be epic contests.
Okay. Huge.
They were like State of Origin matches, you know, and now it's just another... super rugby game that falls by the wayside.
That's why you
gets
cut
it.
Two franchises.
No, exactly. And that's really lost relevance.
Is why it's diluted at the moment. And we've gone too far. It's the old cordial theory. You know, they just keep it concentrated at the moment because you're right. You're losing that.
Like that.
You're losing that ability to hook people, if that's the word.
Yeah.
And when you see so much on, you sort of get a bit lost on the way through.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. So Cheetahs, Stormers, Bulls.
Yeah, I've got Bulls over the Jaguars.
And the Waratahs will beat the boy.
I think so. Let's hope so.
They've only had two wins.
I know. They're struggling. I had a chat with
Your brand Gibbo. Just gets damaged so much, doesn't it?
Gibbo the other day. You know, and then you have a week off and you
That's
and
Darryl Gibson, the coach, who's correct. A champion bloke.
Lovely fella.
But he's struggling.
And wants to play the Waratahs way, which is, running ball in hand. See, I'm a big fan of, and I went overseas to play in the UK in that competition. And I was teamed up with Johnny Wilkinson. And I learned a whole new way of playing the game, of just, pinning people in the corners. And you don't have to kick the crap out of it, if that's the word. You just have to be smart when you're playing. So if it's not working in front of you, if you're running into a brick wall of defence, just pop it over the top. Put pressure on the fullback. Mm. Make him make an errant kick, and then all of a sudden you have some pressure and you're in tactically a better position. So I just don't think my boys, Waratah boys, are playing smart enough at the moment. And it's small things, but if you can get them sorted, if you can get them right, it just makes a massive difference to the way they play a game.
Well, we all love our state of origin. They kick to the corners and bash the hell out of each
That's
other.
Exactly.
That's all they do.
Yeah. It's a simple game. Physicality is the key to it. And if you can get over the top of the bloke on the other side of you, you're doing a pretty good job.
Berkey, well done, mate.
Thank you, boys.
Well done. So now you've swapped. You've put the knife into the Melbourne Rebels.
Let's go.
And a couple of tears got you to support the Western Force.
Exactly right.
You're a softie at heart, mate.
Exactly right.
That's what we love about you. We'll see you tonight on the news, mate.
Fantastic, boys. Thank you.
It's 7 o'clock.
To celebrate Easter, Springlee has special...
Easter eggs.
No, Easter deals. They're all white, like this one, Lionel.
A huge Hisense 70-inch 4K ultra-high-definition smart ULED TV for just $2,298. Mum, are you serious?
That's just one of our Easter deals.
Bingley's making Easter special, but sorry, no Easter eggs.
But there's great deal more in store.
Excludes Asco and Miller.
The Big Sports Breakfast News for toyotamaterialhandling.com.au. Australia's first choice in forklifts.
On Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing 1, Channel 526, The Big Sports Breakfast News.
It's 7 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Gemma Cutting. Two men aged 18 and 28 will face court today after they were involved in the assault of a 65-year-old man in Riverston on Tuesday night. The victim told police he was walking from the train station when he was punched in the face by a man and later assaulted again by the same person who was with a group of five people. The grandfather suffered a broken nose and ribs and required stitches to cuts after he was punched and kicked repeatedly, with one man missing a leg hitting him with his crutch. 120 parents have had their personal details inadvertently published online by the Victorian Education Department following a privacy breach. The details stayed online for 5 days and several were still searchable on Google yesterday afternoon, despite the department believing it had dealt with the breach and taken the details offline. The US and Russia are trying to salvage ties by agreeing to work together on an international investigation into a nerve gas attack by the Assad regime in Syria, which killed more than 80 people and prompted American missile strikes in retaliation. And the Greater Shepparton City Council is set to announce plans to bid for the 2030 Commonwealth Games in an attempt to revitalise the event by hosting it across 11 regional cities in Victoria. The 2022 Games are still up for grabs after the sole bidder, Durban in South Africa, lost its hosting rights when the government admitted they couldn't afford it.
This is a Big Sports Breakfast Sports Update.
The NRL is set to crack down on the slap, which has been a bugbear for fans and commentators since punching was outlawed. NRL head of football Brian Canavan described the slap as embarrassing and says it will be treated the same way as punching, with the NRL bunker also able to intervene for on-field occurrences which the referees may have missed. Kyle Chalmers has learned a harsh lesson at the national swim titles in Brisbane after Cameron McAvoy claimed the gold in last night's 100-metre freestyle final. Chalmers admitted poolside he'd found it difficult under the sudden spotlight after he was relegated to silver, but since McAvoy endured a similar experience in Rio when the hot favourite, he thinks Chalmers will learn from it and bounce back at the world titles in Budapest. Brisbane Roar have defeated Kashima Antlers 2-1 in the Asian Champions League. They're still on the bottom of Group E with two games remaining. And the mighty Fed has become the first winner for Black Caviar's half-brother All Too Hard after saluting in the first at Warwick Farm yesterday for trainer David Payne. The mighty Fed improved sharply from a fourth on debut last month, winning by two lengths over 1,200 metres, fittingly defeating Furlana, who's by All Too Hard's former racetrack rival Piero. The Mighty Fed was a $310,000 purchase from Inglis Easter last year, and as you may have guessed, he's named after Roger Federer. He's out of Thorn Park mare Swiss Rose. All Too Hard stands at Vinery Stud. In finance, the Aussie dollar is currently buying 75 US cents. Traffic and weather are next.
Right now, Toyota Material Handling has a great offer on their range of electric pallet jacks. They're so confident on the quality, durability and reliability of their Toyota electric pallet jacks that they'll give you $100 if you try one of their electric pallet jacks and buy a competitor product. Take the electric pallet jack challenge today and see why Toyota takes the crown. For new and used forklift sales, short or long-term hire and all servicing, call 1-800-425-438 or hit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au. Terms and conditions apply. Offer ends June 30.
The champions of racing face off for one last day at Schweppes All Age Stakes Day, Saturday, April 15 at Royal Randwick. Celebrate the finale of the Sydney Carnival with the Group 1 Schweppes All Age Stakes and Moët & Chandon Champagne Stakes. Buy your tickets to experience hospitality and entertainment that can only be found in Sydney. Visit www.theatc.com.au.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Rosebery.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
The Penrith Mazda 2016 plate clearance is in its final days. This is your last chance to get an amazing deal on a 2016 plated Mazda, including the VT50s in our Mazda Youth Centre, with over 50 youths on display. Come and see the Mazda specialists for unbeatable deals. Hurry, don't miss out. Penrith Mazda has over 150 vehicles on display, so come in and grab a bargain. Penrith Mazda, 2016 Mazda Master Dealer, family owned and operated, Mulgoa Road, Penrith, just off the M4, MD18808.
This traffic update proudly brought to you by Bing Lee. See their huge range of appliances in store or online now at binglee.com.au.
Want to save money right now at POCO? Get 40% off all bedroom furniture, bedside tables, tall boys and bed frames, all 40% off while stocks last at POCO, Blacktown and Casula. Cowan, the M1, Pacific Highway, there's a big double broker down southbound lane 1. Looking at Randwick at the moment, Avoca at Belmore Road, we've got late finishing roadworks. This is impacting both directions. There is a contraflow in place though, so just be mindful of that this morning. The 5, we've got very heavy traffic, King George's Road down towards the tunnel. The 4, starting to build up around Burnett Street there at Parramatta. Besides that, good clear run down towards Sydney Olympic Park. No concerns. Bella Vista all moving. Old Windsor Road right the way through to Pennant Hills Road there at the moment. At Coles today and Easter Saturday, you might hear the words, "I'm free." That's because every available checkout will be open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Store trading hours may vary. See in store for details. I'm Silvio on the Big Sports Breakfast.
On the Big Sports Breakfast, this weather update is for On Deck Small Business Loans. On Deck, the small business loan specialists that actually want to lend to Australian small businesses.
Partly cloudy in Sydney with a medium chance of showers along the coastal fringe, becoming less likely in the afternoon. Tops of 23 degrees in the city, 24 in the west. Right now it's 14 degrees at Palm Beach. Partly cloudy in Brisbane with possible showers and highs of 27. I'll have more news and sport at 7:30 here on the Big Sports Breakfast.
Pressure. It's something that most of us don't like being under. In fact, it often causes confusion and mistakes. As a professional footballer, it's something I've had to get used to. Yet, people think it's okay to put heaps of pressure on kids to perform when they're playing their sport. It might seem harmless enough, but constantly calling out instructions from the sidelines and telling kids what to do can be a real downer. I'm Nick Del Santo, and it's time to let kids be kids and enjoy their sport. Google Play by the Rules to find out more.
Great staff are always the most important element of business. Nova Employment is a free disability employment service that takes the time to find you the right candidate.
I'm Karen from Currajong Kitchen. We've hired many employees from Nova Employment. They take the time to understand our recruitment needs and match up great workers with ability.
So if your business could benefit from great staff with ability, join the over 15,000 Sydney businesses who have made the switch. Visit novaemployment.com.au.
The Big Sports Breakfast is brought to you by Tab. Make your mark this AFL season with great offers on your Tab app. Tab.com.au or at your local.
Sport for breakfast. You're tuned to TK and Webby and the Big Sports Breakfast brought to you by Tab.
TK and Webby on this Thursday morning, which feels a little bit like a Friday as we head into the long weekend with Easter. No Thursday night footy tonight. We've got three games on Good Friday, starting tomorrow afternoon, 4 p.m. with the Bulldogs, the favourites, up against the Rabbitohs, and the Bulldogs certainly need to win and keep on winning if possible. Newcastle taking on the Roosters, that's at 6 p.m. and then the Broncos are the virtually unbackable favourites against the Gold Coast Titans, who Jared Haynes still not playing for the Gold Coast Titans, and confirmation now that Chris McQueen is leaving the Gold Coast Titans and heading to the West Tigers. Nice to see someone heading down to, I was about to say Leichhardt or Concord instead of leaving the joint.
David Nofaluma, he looks like he might be on the move. He's talking to other clubs, and as he says, let me find out the quote. I read it out earlier. Where is it? Wrong paper. Anyway, he basically said that, you know, I'm off contract, and this is when you want to be playing at your best so you can get as much coin as possible. They were his exact words.
Yeah, well, that's part of the problem, isn't it?
Well, I'm just glad he admitted it, because there are plenty of CEOs and coaches out there are aware that when players seem to be playing at their best, just happens to be when they're negotiating a new contract.
Mm. I want to be up there and noticed as one of the good players. I'm doing everything I can, whether it be at training or in the game, to do that. Obviously, coming off contract, you want to be playing to what you're valued and get the best coin you can these days. That's David Nofaluma.
I'm sorry, that's madness. That is madness. That's craziness.
Now, he's quite a popular player, David Nofaluma.
Yeah, well, he should be honouring his contract or playing to the best of his ability for the club that he plays for, because that's what you do when you play footy.
Or the job
that you do. Anyway.
Would he have ever played finals footy, David Nofaluma?
No.
Just off the top of my head, I'd probably think not.
A lot of those Tigers players who are asking around the $1 million mark haven't played finals footy. 13, haven't played rep footy.
53.
Not much rep footy.
53. Everyone should get as much money as they possibly can. Don't have a big, big issue with that. But whether you play better when you're coming off contract, because you are coming off contract, and you drop off when you sign a contract, I'd be a bit worried about signing David Nofaluma on that. 13-53-53. Next up, Liam Cox from the 7 Network in our 7th tackle.
Lionel, name something you can only find at Bing Lee.
Yenderly.
Try harder.
Lionel Lee?
Here's a clue. Cold.
Ah, the Hitachi Inverter Series refrigerators, which come with a 5-year warranty.
You're smarter than you look.
They also have a special inverter compressor system.
And they are world leader in energy saving.
We'll deliver them for free and take away your old fridge.
That will save you energy too.
The Hitachi Inverter Series.
Only at Bing Lee.
Mum, what do you mean I'm smarter than I look?
See in store or bingley.com.au for full details.
On the Big Sports Breakfast, this Rugby League update is brought to you by The Manshake.
Speaking of blokes on $1 million a year, not Josh Masood, but Liam Cox from Channel 7, who speaks to us this morning from the 7th Tackle segment. G'day, Liam.
TK, Webbo, good morning, boys. Nice to be chiming into the back line.
There you go. Good to see. Yeah. What's news in the game of Rugby League? James Maloney is looking for an upgrade.
Webbo, I know you're off it, mate, but that's all we've been talking about for the last two weeks.
I've never seen anything like it
with the NRL player contract market. It is extraordinary. Anyone that's played more than 5 games and plays in the halves is asking for that magical $1 million mark. Jeez, I wish I was a footballer and a playmaker at the moment. But look, one bloke who probably does deserve it is the current, playing for the Blues, playing for Australia, and that's James Maloney at the Sharks. He's on contract for another year, but he signed his deal a few years ago from the Roosters, and he's only on about 520, 530. So he's asking for a significant upgrade. He does deserve it. He's been in negotiations for quite a while now with the Sharks. So there's quite a few clubs monitoring that situation. Chad Townsend also off contract. He's asking for about 700. Cronulla not quite getting to that mark. And of course, Jack Bird. Look, we expect him to make a decision today on his future. Hasn't that dragged out over the last few months?
Oh, incredible. I've often asked James Maloney why he's never re-signed with the same club. And he's always been a star at a club, but he's never re-signed with the same club ever.
He's a bit lippy.
He's a bit lippy.
He doesn't quite have the answer.
But you ask the Roosters. Ask Nick Politis. The biggest mistake they've made, and they don't make many in the last couple of years, is letting James Maloney go.
He's a premiership-winning player.
100%. He's a winner, boys, and he's a natural footballer. And they held on to Jackson Hastings, and that was the wrong move. He's one of the great characters of the game and plays great football as well. So look, I think they might come to some sort of arrangement there. But look, he does love his coin, and why not? He's got a young family, so good luck to him.
Mitchell Pearce, is he going to be the New South Wales halfback, and do you think Queensland want him to be?
I think he will be the New South Wales halfback. I do think Queensland want him to be. Look, there's this stat brought to our attention yesterday and had quite rigorous debate with Josh over this. He's never won a game at Suncorp Stadium. He's none from seven. But look, the Mitchell Pearce bashing, he's long been the punching bag for a disgruntled state. I think it's predictable. I think it's boring. I'm sick and tired of it. I think he's New South Wales' best halfback. He's played behind a pretty ordinary pack, and he's played against arguably the greatest team of all time in this Queensland juggernaut. So he's been in great form since he's come back into the game, Mitchell Pearce. I'd love to see him get another crack and win an Origin series. It's a team game. There's a lot of stats out there, but stats are written on paper and rugby league is played on grass. So I'd love to see Mitchell Pearce get another crack this year. He's a phenomenal player and he's got his life back on track. So it's really good to see. He's a good bloke, Mitch.
I'm with you. I think he's the best halfback in the state, and there's not a stat that does read well for anyone from New South Wales over the past decade in the Origin. This one really surprised me from Trent Robinson, and I know he was a bit... Latrell Mitchell was a little bit on the outer with him, even in the lead-up to this game, but Latrell Mitchell got hooked last weekend in the match, and then he's been dropped. But on the other side of the football field, Sean Kenny-Dowell was having one of the worst games you've ever seen from a pro footballer. Yeah, he stays out there. He's there again this week, and the teenager on the other side, who they couldn't even pass the ball to, gets dropped.
Yeah, he's rocks or diamonds, Sean Kenny-Dowell, isn't he? He's been more rocks than diamonds lately, unfortunately. But look, he's been around a long time. He's an experienced campaigner, so I'll expect him to hit back. He is on the nose a little bit, though, at the Roosters. But look, Latrell Mitchell, he's 19 years old. We all know he's the next Greg Inglis. He's a phenomenal talent. He's great to watch. But he had his first full season in rugby league in the NRL last year and did really well. You can't expect him to be consistent and at the top of his game every single week. He's a great talent. But look, they're a little concerned with his training ethic. He's certainly off the boil against the Broncos. And there's been a few just effort areas. I know he's talked out for Origin. Everyone that's eligible for New South Wales has been talked out for Origin. So they want him to go away and work hard on his game. And a week off will do him good. He's a phenomenal talent. We'll see the best in him. He's a freak in nature, Latrell Mitchell.
Here in the notes, could Benji Marshall be back for the Tigers?
What?
What? Oh, my God.
What are
you and Josh doing over there?
Oh, look, I'll throw Josh under the bus with this one. This is Gordy and Robbie. No chance. Come on, I think it'd be a nice fairy tale for Benji to end up back at the Tigers, but fair dinkum, the blokes, you know, he's been playing Queensland Cup for the Redcliffe Dolphins and he's out for 6 weeks with a busted hand. Look, Benji's not a bad bloke, but his best days are well behind him. He's not a first grader anymore. He's only had 13 minutes of footy at the Broncos. There's a bit of chatter around, but look, I can't see him happening. Sorry, Josh, I've thrown you under the bus with that one, pal.
Well, I'd reverse back over him, actually, on that one.
All right. The next one. Clean Living Norman, hoping to conquest.
Man in the NRL. He's off the drink. He's off the jibber juice. He's off the hooligan soup. Give him 24 hours and he's back in the headlines. Look, he's a bit of a lad, Corey Norman. I like him. The game needs characters and he's a bit old school. He doesn't mind going out for a beer, as we all know, after a game or before a game. So good luck to him. But look, he's a man now at Parramatta and he's taken that responsibility quite seriously. He's had a few issues with his hamstring, so he's looking after himself these days. He's playing some really good footy. Good luck to him. And yeah, he's sort of looking after himself a bit. So good on you, Normie.
I have to say, though, when it was revealed that Mitchell Moses was going to that club, someone who's well placed in rugby league said, get the Venga bus going. It's about to start rolling up Parramatta Road.
Yeah, look, they've
lost their last four, para.
Mm.
Yeah, they'll come good. He'll be great for them, Mitchell Moses. But what about this? Only in rugby league. It is the game that keeps on giving. He'll play against Parramatta on Easter Monday, and then he'll join Parramatta the very next day. It's outstanding. There's no game like it in the world. I love it.
Good on you, Liam, mate. We've enjoyed the seventh tackle, and hopefully Josh recovers from that bus hitting him.
Yeah, sorry, Josh. Sorry.
Nah, that's all right. I think it deserved it on that occasion. Good on you, Liam.
Thanks, boys.
Be watching tonight and over Easter. Good on you, Liam Cox from the seventh tackle joins us, 13-53-53. So many issues in the world of rugby league, all around players signing and not signing. It's 7-19.
Favourite ice cream?
Strawberry.
Species of cat?
More of a dog man.
Movie?
Easy. Die Hard. All of them.
Huh. Okay. Your favourite horse to win this weekend?
Oh,
Oh, well, there's Wildfire. She's a great filly. Oh, and then there's Black Truffle. She's a proven galloper. And you can't forget Suave Fella. He always powers home. I mean, that's not even...
Can't choose between the horses you love? Bundle all the runners you love in the one price. And if any of them win, you win with Tab's Bundle Bet. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
If you're after a skid steer loader that leads the way in quality, reliability and durability, then Toyota Material Handling has the right solution for you. That's because for earth moving and excavating, the Toyota Husky skid steer loader leads the pack. From 320 to a massive 900 kilogram capacity, get the Husky skid steer loader from Toyota Material Handling. It's the top dog in the dirt. Call 1-800-425-438 or visit toyotaskidsteerloader.com.
This traffic update proudly brought to you by Bing Lee. See their huge range of appliances in store or online now at binglee.com.au.
Want to save money right now at POCO? Get 40% off all bedroom furniture, bedside tables, tour boys and bed frames, all 40% off while stocks last at POCO, Blacktown and Casula. Cowan, the M1, Pacific Highway, there's a big double broken down southbound lane 1. Looking at Randwick at the moment, Avoca at Belmore Road, we've got late finishing roadworks. This is impacting both directions. There is a contraflow in place though, so just be mindful of that this morning. The 5, we've got very heavy traffic, King George's Road down towards the tunnel. The 4, starting to build up around Burnett Street there at Parramatta. Besides that, good clear run down towards Sydney Olympic Park. No concerns. Bella Vista all moving. Old Windsor Road right the way through to Pennant Hills Road there at the moment. At Coles today and Easter Saturday, you might hear the words, "I'm free." That's because every available checkout will be open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Store trading hours may vary. See in store for details. I'm Silvio on the Big Sports Breakfast.
Breezy, mate, you're looking good. What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Man, shaking it. See, Murph, you can lose the beer gut without losing all the beers.
I'll drink to that.
My free weeks worth of the Manshake, and I'll throw in an extra week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
Well, after tipping two $5 winners in the last 24 hours, as far as the world of soccer is concerned, he is now a godlike figure on the Big Sports Breakfast with our listeners and viewers. Phil Moss, congratulations.
Mate, that's too big a rap for me, but good morning.
Yeah, good morning. You were right, mate. This was a terrible story. Borussia Dortmund, they got beaten by Monaco 3-2. You said that, you know, all the drama of the last 24 hours, serious drama. You like Monaco at the 550. Can I just tell you, German police are actually investigating this as a attempted murder.
Yeah, it's not they've ruled out terrorism at this stage.
Yeah.
Have they really?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't see that one. But look.
I mean, you hate to think, crazy fan or...
That's right. Look, at the end of the day, that tip was based purely on the psyche of players, yeah. and we've all worked with players and around players. And they're human beings, first and foremost. And the pressure from the families yesterday morning after that attack would have been immense on the players. And I saw a couple of interviews after the game this morning, and they basically said, we didn't even think about football until kickoff of the second half, not the first half, because they've got families.
What about getting to the ground? They would have been nervous wrecks, wouldn't they?
Right. And I can't believe UEFA made them play the game 24 hours later. And their coach, Tuchel, has come out and slammed them. They weren't even consulted on what the mentality of the group was. And some things are more important than sport.
Absolutely. I think we do that fairly well in this country now. We seem to react... I mean, we wouldn't force that team to play. If that happened to, God forbid, we would not force one of our AFL teams or NRL teams to play 24 hours.
Look what happened with the Australian cricket team when Philip Hughes
died. Just cancelled
it. We just delayed, put it off for,
There would at least be consultation with the people that have to go out there and do the business. But having said all that, I'm delighted for our punters if they got on the back of Monaco.
And wasn't the only win you had.
No, Brisbane as well. Kashima Antlers in the Asian Champions League last night. Goals to McLaren and Holman with Ange Postecoglou in the stands again. So that shows McLaren can do it not just on the A-League stage, but the Asian Champions League stage in front of the national boss. That's a massive win. They are the J-League champions. They held Real Madrid to extra time in the recent Club World Cup. So they are a massive club. They're leading the group in the Asian Champions League. That's a huge, huge win for Brisbane.
Yeah, that's a fantastic win, isn't it?
And it puts them only 2 points behind Kashima.
Mate, in those other Champions League matches, sorry to jump back there, just confirming, Atletico Madrid 1-0 over Leicester City, and unfortunately there's been some fan violence there with the Leicester City fans. And then Bayern Munich at home lost to Real Madrid 2-1.
They lost to Cristiano Ronaldo.
How often do we see this? Two goals in the 47th minute and the 77th minute.
Yeah, fantastic. And Javier Martinez got sent off for Bayern, and that really turned the game on its ear in the second half.
Who are we backing in the A-League?
Okay, let's have a look at this. Interesting round because the wooden spoon is there still to be avoided by three teams, really. The Mariners, Adelaide, they're the main two. Oh, Newcastle.
They're
the favourites for the wooden spoon, of course. But let's go with Melbourne Victory against the Mariners down there in Melbourne. I think Victory will have to bounce back to form. They've been terrible the last few weeks.
Right.
And obviously the Mariners trying to avoid that wooden spoon, as we said. But Victory to get the points at home. Sydney, Newcastle. We've tipped Sydney all season, TK. We're not going to stop now, are we?
No, but I'll have to come up with a goal difference there because they're only $1.22.
Yeah, right. Okay.
I'll work that out.
Yeah, we'll get something out on social media today. But playing for the record, the 66 points, of course. And Newcastle, I mean, we've been saying it for a while now, but if they don't win this one, then they absolutely have the wooden spoon. So a lot to play for them. Sydney get their two midfielders back, O'Neill and Brillante, so they'll be very, very strong at home going to the finals. First week off of the finals as well, so they'll be looking for a good performance. Western Sydney, I think, will get the jam over Adelaide, down in Adelaide.
2.35.
Yeah, the reason for that one is, I believe, Adelaide, even though they had that fantastic win, it's a long, long trip to Korea and back midweek. Western Sydney had the ACL, but they didn't travel. Western Sydney will get the points there. Brisbane will get the points over Wellington at home. Placebo effect from last night, of course, and they're 2-2 at home at Suncorp Brisbane. Perth to get the points over Melbourne City. This will be an interesting one, both leading into the final, looking for form. But Perth have won 6 and drawn 1 against City at NIB. So they've got good form over there in the West.
So your multi?
Multi, Melbourne Victory win into Western Sydney win, which I think adds the value, and into Perth win.
What about this bloke? He's texted in a screenshot from his betting account, and he's won 1,600 off the back of your bet.
Oh, who's this guy?
I don't know. He didn't say.
Well, you want to clip the ticket?
No. Oh, okay, so here's my tab app. Can you just randomly put some stuff in there or what?
Okay, so VB.
Good on him.
Just before I go, guys, the football community lost a great man yesterday, Robbie Slater's father, Matthew, age 88. He had a short illness and passed away yesterday in hospital. So our condolences and thoughts with the whole Slater family.
Absolutely.
And a very, very good man.
Good on you.
Thanks,
thoughts
Bossy.
And prayers to
Thanks,
the family.
He produced
Robbie,
a good bloke in Robbie Slater, didn't he?
He did, He's a good man. Happy Easter, guys, and to all our listeners.
You too.
And to you, Mossy.
Good on you, Mossy. Keep up the good form as far as tipping's concerned. Dave Stanley from tab.com.au, not so happy about it, though, because you're costing his organisation plenty of money. And we can see that because he can't even afford a tie. He can only get the kerchief going.
We've got the...
Which is quite unfortunate.
You've become one of those blokes.
One of those blokes.
A pocket square.
One of the...
Now a Bronte resident.
Are you a Bronte resident?
A Bronte resident.
Oh, la-di-da.
No, boys, it was good. Good to see Phil tipping up. Yeah. It was good to see someone on the program tipping some winners. As She Goes Pop races away yesterday to win by 5.
Congratulations.
Jeff Lloyd, something. We'll give it all back today anyway.
What price?
$3.80.
Okay.
How's your carnival? I haven't seen you for a while. How's your championships been?
Championship's been very good. It was good to see. I mean, great racing, everything.
Amazing racing.
We need to find a winner, though, for this weekend, because otherwise we're in some froth and bubble. So, Bulldogs well back to beat Souths. They're $1.73, the Bulldogs. Souths, $2.10. The popular multi is the three favourites. So, Roosters then play Newcastle. Roosters, $1.20. In the Newcastle at $4.50. These are just head-to-head prices. And then the Broncos finish it off at $1.17. Gold Coast $5. That multi, the 173 into the 120 into the 117, that is your popular multi with tab.com.
What's happening?
I don't think I'm comfortable taking the $1.73, the Bulldogs.
The Bulldogs? No.
I mean, I think they'll win.
So, well, that's very popular. There's a special out as well. Do you think there'll be a hat trick in any of the games on Good Friday? Do you think a player will score a hat trick of tries? Doesn't matter if they score 20 in the game. They just have to score a hat trick. Yes or no?
No, I'm flat out getting a winner.
If you think there'll be a hat-trick on Good Friday, or Good Try-Day, as the boys at TAB have gone, $5.
How religious of you.
The other way...
Nothing sacred here, is it?
No.
The other way the boys are gone as well is if you think Mitchell Pearce will score a try and the Roosters will then lob and get the job done, you can get $5 as well. So there's two specials under the specials banner at TAB.com. The Swans play tonight at West Coast, but if anyone in Sydney's watching, I don't know. funny supporters, Swan supporters. Well, they've all dropped off. I've got some Swan supporters out here. They've all gone quiet. Oh, no, it's not our year. Gee, get in the trenches, please. Uphill Jill's favourite for the Golden Easter Egg on Saturday night at Wentworth Park.
Get out there.
Really quickly, Musselbrook Race 6 today, horse number 1, Invincible Quest. Some smart money around for it late last night. So
price?
It's $3.20.
Okay.
But that was before scratchings. And if you call now, 1353 53, you can come to the Golden Easter Egg on Saturday night. I'll be there with Mark Duclos. So you can come and spray me after you have a few skewers, or you can come and give me a pat on the back if we can tip you a few winners. But call now, 1353 53. We've got some double passes to give away to...
Don't wear that.
...to the kerchief. No kerchief at Winnie.
Don't do that.
I spent my entire youth there, Winnie Park.
I'm looking forward to
it. It's such a good night, isn't it?
It'll be a really
good night. It's still a great night.
First, good on you, mate.
All right. See you
call
later,
now. 1353 53.
I'm going to go and get a feed.
What are you having?
You hung over?
No. Not yet.
No. Go and get a kerchief.
The morning's only young.
This truly magical thoroughbred Able Friend going to win the Champions Bowl in an absolute hand canter. That's the world's best.
Hong Kong, Singapore, Japan, Korea. The best of Asian racing. Live and exclusive to Sky Racing.
The Big Sports Breakfast News for toyotamaterialhandling.com.au. Australia's first choice in forklifts.
On Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing 1, Channel 526, The Big Sports Breakfast News.
McCutting. 15 people have received minor injuries after a Qantas jet bound for Hong Kong from Melbourne suffered what's called a stick shaker warning. The device causes a plane's control stick to vibrate noisily to warn the pilot of an imminent stall. This incident reportedly lasted 2 minutes, causing unexpected in-flight turbulence. Australia's Transport Safety Bureau have classified the Boeing 747 incident last Friday as serious, with a report to be released within several months. SES volunteers, the dog unit and a chopper will this morning resume the search for a missing woman in the Royal National Park in Sydney South. The 19-year-old is believed to have become separated from her partner during a bushwalk and failed to return at a nominated meeting point. The search was suspended just before midnight due to poor conditions. Australians are being urged to keep their seafood chilled this Easter long weekend to prevent food poisoning. And Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says China must put more pressure on North Korea through sanctions and other means to try and curb the reclusive state's dangerous and reckless conduct as tensions escalate on the Korean Peninsula. US warships have been diverted to Korean waters this week from a planned visit to Australia after North Korea launched a ballistic missile, and there are fears they could launch a sixth nuclear test.
This is a Big Sports Breakfast Sports Update.
Former Queensland Origin centre Justin Hodges has been named the new coach of the state's under-20 side. Hodges played 24 Origins for the Maroons and says it's a great honour that he doesn't take lightly, and he'll use the experience towards his career goal of coaching the Broncos. In the UEFA Champions League matches this morning, Borussia Dortmund have been beaten by Monaco 3-2 just 24 hours after three explosive devices were detonated near Dortmund's team bus. Atletico Madrid have beaten Leicester 1-0, while Real Madrid defeated Bayern Munich 2-1. Former Western Force captain Nathan Sharp says shutting down the WA franchise would be like dropping an atom bomb on rugby in the West. Sharp questioned what had fundamentally changed from 2004 when the Force was selected ahead of other areas to grow the game. Taylor and Kaylee McKeon are the new sister act of Australian swimming, with the 22-year-old and 15-year-old booking their ticket to July's world titles in breaststroke and backstroke respectively at last night's national titles in Brisbane. And the partnership of trainer Toby Edmonds and evergreen hoop Jeff Lloyd have celebrated their 50th Metropolitan Queensland win of the season yesterday, with She Goes Pops saluting at the Sunshine Coast. The milestone is a record for a trainer-jockey combination in Queensland, while the victory was also the 50th Metropolitan win of the season for Edmonds as a trainer. Traffic and weather are next.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids' room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Rosebery.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
April is 5% extra discount month at astivita.com.au. That's a further 5% off the already discounted prices of up to 70% off on wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware, vanities, toilet suites, basins, baths and fridges. 2-year warranty, over 50 service locations and free delivery to most areas. astivita.com.au. That's astivita.com.au. Use the word radio for your extra 5% discount at astivita.com.au.
There's tough. And there's a new breed of tough. Introducing the new Amarok Core 4x4 from only $42,990 drive away. This impressive workhorse comes with a rigid ladder frame chassis, the largest tray in its class. And now with a new cabin design, App Connect, and rear view camera, it's a whole new breed of tough. Offer ends April 30. Conditions at Volkswagen.com.au.
Get trackside this Saturday at Wentworth Park for New South Wales' biggest night of greyhound racing. Five huge group finals will light up the track, including New South Wales' richest greyhound race, the Group 1 $250,000 Golden Easter Egg. There'll also be plenty of action off the track with live entertainment, activities for the kids and a chance to win some big prizes. Racing begins at around 7:15pm with entry only $10. For more details, head to thedogs.com.au.
This traffic update proudly brought to you by Bing Lee. See their huge range of appliances in-store or online now at binglee.com.au.
Want to save money right now at POCO? Get 40% off four-bedroom furniture, bedside tables, tall boys and bed frames, all 40% off while stocks last at POCO, Blacktown and Casula. Cowan, the M1, Pacific Highway, there's a big double broken down southbound lane 1. Looking at Randwick at the moment, Avoca at Belmore Road, we've got late finishing roadworks. This is impacting both directions. There is a contraflow in place though, so just be mindful of that this morning. The 5, we've got very heavy traffic, King George's Road down towards the tunnel. The 4, starting to build up around Burnett Street there at Paramount. Besides that, good clear run down towards Sydney Olympic Park. No concerns. Bella Vista all moving. Old Windsor Road right the way through to Pennant Hills Road there at the moment. At Coles today and Easter Saturday, you might hear the words, "I'm free." That's because every available checkout will be open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Store trading hours may vary. See in store for details. I'm Silvio on the Big Sports Breakfast.
On the Big Sports Breakfast, this weather update is for On Deck Small Business Loans. On Deck, the small business loan specialists that actually want to lend to Australian small businesses.
Partly cloudy in Sydney today with a medium chance of showers along the coastal fringe, becoming less likely in the afternoon. Tops of 23 degrees in the city, 24 in the west. Right now it's 14 degrees at Roos. Partly cloudy in Brisbane with possible showers and highs of 27. I'll have more news and sport at 8 here on the Big Sports Breakfast.
Then fantastic Maccabi Diva, the jewel dropped out last. Physique the leader in the straight from Mummify. There's the gap coming for Lonro. Sound Action tries to pocket him. Bateman in a bit of trouble trying to force through. He got checked, the champ. And Sound Action hit the front now from Mummify. Lonro, the champion's in desperate trouble. Delzeo's gone past him. 150 to go. He's got to the outside. Delzeo in front. The crowd roaring. Go, Lonro, go. But the three-year-old's in front. Delzeo. Lonro, he's coming. He's going to get there. Yes, Lonro won it. What a champion. What a way to go. He beat Delzeo. Elstrom is third.
Now, that was a great call.
That was a great race.
It's a fair run.
And we are celebrating the final day of Greg Miles, who hangs up the binoculars.
That's on Saturday.
Hard to imagine, isn't it, on Saturday? It feels like a Friday, but it's only Thursday, but would have been a big favourite of yours.
Massive favourite. The horse or the call?
Well, both.
Well, I listened to that call, would you believe, in drama class. It was on a Monday they ran that race in Melbourne. I remember I had to hire a radio out from the library so I could listen to the Australian Cup secretly in drama class. The teachers used to let me do it because they knew I was...
A tragic.
Yeah, a bit of a tragic. So,
What year was that?
That was 2004. And it was his last run in Melbourne before he went to Sydney for his retirement run in the Queen Elizabeth Stakes. Ironically, the same race Octagonal got beaten by Indicates is in his swan song, and Lonroy got beaten by Grand Army. So they both got beaten in their final career race.
I get goosebumps watching that.
It's an, yeah. So do I. I watch it quite. You can find it on YouTube as well for anyone at home that wants to watch it
again. I remember interviewing Nathan Brown, who was the Dragons coach that day, and that we didn't talk about any footy. We just talked about Lonroy's run. So whenever time I see that Australian Cup,
there's some brilliant vision. I didn't put it in there of Wayne Hawks watching the race. They had a camera on him.
Yeah.
And when the interference happens with sound action, swear words come out of his mouth. And then he's shaking his head all the way up the straight. And then he starts to get into it like the crowd do, thinking, he's going to do this.
Yeah.
He's getting there.
On another note, last time I saw you was in the press room at Randwick on Sunday.
Saturday,
sorry. God, it's all a blur.
I was still going on Sunday morning.
Oh, my God. You're into the pies.
I was. I hadn't eaten a lot to fit into a dress, and I was smashing some pies in the press room. They're good, those pies.
And you said you'd abandoned TK.
I did.
She's my Saturday wife.
I was his wife for the day to lunch. And I was there for about an hour, and he was late. He was there by race two or three. I waited all that time. By then, I had to go downstairs.
Well, because Gemma was very worried. Said, oh, God, I've left TK up there at the function.
Haven't been back.
And I'm really worried. I haven't been back, and I was like, Terry's upstairs at a function, drinking and eating and punting. I'm sure he'll be okay.
I'm sure
he'll
survive. There's
so much happening at the races now.
There was.
Mine is a winner for the weekend.
I've only found the one tip for you this week. Randwick, obviously, on Saturday, race four. This is number 8, Hellbent. Beautiful looking horse.
Yeah.
Just looks. His sire, I'm Invincible, really stamps him like this. He's in the Hallmark Stakes, which is a Group 3. Now, he's yet to crack it for a stakes win, but he's been so close. He ran fourth in an Oakley Plate. He's coming off a last start second in the Group 1 William Reid behind Silent Sedition, who then ran fourth in the Queen Elizabeth Stakes. So the form, somewhat holds up. Back to Group 3 level as well, and I think will be very well in at the weight. So 56 kilos. He has strong form around that Silent Sedition, and I'm a star. He has yet to win this prep, but he's been there about.
Yeah.
$3.10. He's fairly short, but look, so was the Oaks winner last week. She got short on the day, and she got up. So if you're on it, you're still happy.
Nothing wrong with being short. Good on you, Gemma.
Have
a great Easter.
I will. Happy Easter to you guys
happy
and
Easter.
Everyone out there, I hope. And stay safe. Don't forget double demerits are in force. It's important for people driving. Don't want to get caught.
It's a very good reminder.
Yeah. They're in force now until Monday.
If you're on your phone, it's eight points.
Yeah. It's speeding and we're not wearing a seatbelt as well.
Don't drive in Facebook.
No.
Thank you, Jim.
Okay. Good luck, everyone, on the weekend. Have a nice one.
You too.
It's breakfast. This rugby league update is brought to you by The Man Shack. Make your mark this AFL season with great offers on your Tab app, tab.com.au, or at your local. On the Big Sports Breakfast, this rugby league update is brought to you by The Man Shack.
We always get some injury updates from our rugby league players, but on this occasion we need an injury update on Sally Fitzgibbon. Unfortunately, he has got a really bad cap on the top of a foot competing down there at Bells in the fourth round. And Trent Merrin from the Penrith Panthers joins us online. G'day, Trent.
How you going, guys?
Well, you're fit and healthy, mate, but the partner's not.
Yeah, she had a bit of trouble yesterday. I fin sliced the foot open yesterday, so on the top of her foot, a few stitches in there, but the tendons are all sweet, so she's in a bit of pain though. So mate, hopefully it gets better real quick.
Is she going to continue in the contest?
We're not too sure yet. We're still waiting to see what the doctors say and how it pulls up. So it's still early. I think the women's are off today, so she's still got another day under her belt to get it right.
Plus, coming off that victory in Perth.
I know, mate, time and sport itself,
yeah.
It's unpredictable. So I think you've just got to take the good with the bad. Definitely a bad timing, but she's a tough cookie. We know what she's capable of doing. So, mate, hopefully everything comes good real soon.
We're cheering for
her. Every time I listen on this, you on this show, you've just become the Sally Fitzgibbon correspondent.
Oh, slats.
just drilled you with Sally Fitzgibbon.
We're legitimate today, Trent. We were concerned.
I know, it's legitimate questions, though, so yeah. I'll let these ones go.
Yeah, that's right. Poor old Slats has got a few issues.
He does, don't we all. Speaking of issues, what about the Panthers? Anthony Griffin made a big statement by dropping those three players, including your captain. If they're on the field, you guys possibly win. What's been the mood around the Panthers this week, Mez, off the back of that loss?
Yeah, it's been real upbeat. think you live and you learn through life. I think everyone makes mistakes, and the team's behind those players, and they're back in the squad now, and we're full strength. So that's all we're looking at now. We've had a great week of training, and it's going to be a tough game against the Sharkies come Sunday on Easter. So, yeah, it's all put behind us now. We're real positive and upbeat at training, so that's the way we're going to go into the game.
Mate, you say full strength. Does that mean Bryce Cartwright probably plays?
Hopefully. We've got, like I said last time, we've got full support in the staff that we have there to get him right, but we don't want him half right, so we want him full strength when he comes back. So we don't want to leave anything to chance. So we've got full support in our staff there, but he's been running and doing some drills there to see how it goes. I think they're going to give him till the end of the week to make a decision.
I'll have to ask it. I know you've answered it already in the last couple of days. Matty Moylan in the captaincy. Does he want to be captain or not?
He does, mate. He does. But he's young, and it is a tough gig to be the first grade of the captain of a first grade team. So it does come with its challenges. And mate, we've got his full support. We love the way he holds himself as a captain, and the way he leads the team around the park. Like I said, everyone makes mistakes, and I think he's a bit down on himself about that. But we're all behind him, and we move on from it now.
Yeah, it's not about that one mistake. He's done his week on the side. Well, he played reserve grade. He did his week, and he's done his time, and it's onwards and upwards for Matty Moylan. I'm just wondering whether, you know, he's desperate to be the captain or not, or as a playmaker, it can affect your game, Trent. Often playmakers aren't, you know, the captain, particularly the flashy fullback. Is there a particular set of criteria you need to be a captain? Like, is it too hard for a bloke like Matty Moylan, who plays off the top of his head a lot and he's so creative, to be a captain?
It doesn't always come down to what you do on the field when you're a captain. I think it's your character and who you are as a person. And Matty's a great bloke, and he's still learning along the way, and that's what we look up to too. I know I looked up to captains back in the day with Benny Cray and Benny Hornby and blokes like that, and they were great footballers, but they were better people, and that's the way I feel that a captain, the captains I've been around have been like, and it's just a character, and I don't think his footy's going to be damaged at all by this. I think he's just going to, when you go through tough times, you become a better person. So, yeah. Like I said, we've got his full support, and I love him as a captain, and nothing's going to change there.
He said, I did a piece on him earlier in the year around the season launch, and he said he admitted he was uncomfortable with it, you know, when he first got offered the captaincy, but he said the best way that he could show or lead the team and the club was the training, and it sounded like he had an absolute belter of a pre-season. Like he said, he just ripped in, and, you know, a few around the club noticed the same thing. Did you?
Yeah, most definitely. He's one of the fittest players I've played alongside, and he pushes everyone around him too. So he definitely has all the qualities as a captain, and that's why whenever I keep getting asked about this, it's always the same answer, and nothing ever changes. Is that he's definitely our captain. He's young. He's from Penrith. He loves the community, and he inspires the boys, and that's all you need from a captain. I think all this is coming from a little mistake, and as time goes on, people will forget about it. So that's all we're thinking about. We're thinking about this weekend and being led by our captain.
In terms of a league scandal, it's about a half out of 10. It's really nothing at all.
Yeah. we all know what it's like. You give us something and we run with it.
Mate, players missing or not, you had plenty of opportunities against the Rabbitohs last weekend, but I know you can't really say it's early in the season anymore, Trent, because the season's a quarter of the way over, and you guys have got to get a wriggle on.
No, we do. We most definitely do. There's no excuses at all. We did have our chances on the weekend, and we've modified that, and we've worked on that. And it's time to get moving. I think we've done all the hard work. Now it's just about getting the results on the board, and we know we're capable of doing it. It's just about doing it now and coming together as a team. We had a tough week last week, and we've moved on from that. And it's all about the Sharkies come Sunday.
Can I ask you one away from the game? The slap. They've banned the slap off the back of Clem's slap of Dally Cherry Evans, which, you know, I'm sure plenty of people out there like to have done themselves. What do you think of? Is it the right move? Do they have no choice? Would you ever slap a little halfback across the face?
No, I don't think I'd slap someone across the face. You're going to do it, you might as well go and do the full thing. So,
do a good job of it.
Mate, I didn't even know until you just told me. So,
really?
Yeah, those things don't really play into my mind about slapping someone. I think, it's probably a good call for the game. I don't think if a kid was watching the game on TV and he's seen one of his favourite players slapping someone, you wouldn't want him replicating that on his local field on the weekend. So, I think it's good for the game.
It is a fact, though, isn't it, Trent, that the little halfbacks terrorise the big boys because they know they can't get punched anymore.
Oh, I would have loved to have slapped McGinnis a few times in the face, but it's just a bit of self-control. But it does. The game does get frustrating. You get caught up in the moment and silly things happen. So yeah. I know Clem didn't really mean anything by it, but they're just frustrating things that happen in a game.
Since they've taken the punch out of the game, has that happened? Have you seen more of it? Like we talk about it over the last couple of years, more of that niggle that players can get away with, you know, a little bit of a few little cheap shots or more niggle with impunity.
As soon as they took that out of the game, the halfback started to talk. So it's definitely been good for them. They haven't shut up on the field. So I think so. I think they know that people know they can get away with a lot more now, and there's a lot more punishment if anything happens from it. So, yeah, it is. But I think us boys in the middle get too tired to do anything anyway. Yeah. So.
And, mate, the enormity of the task on the weekend, it's the Cronulla Sharks. You know, it's funny. We talk all week about other things in rugby league, then the games come around. But you know, they're going well. They were really good against the Melbourne Storm. They won't go away. And they've got that hard edge about them. Have the Panthers got enough hard edge about them to conquer that physicality from the Cronulla Sharks?
Yeah, I think we do. We had a tough game against the Roosters a few weeks ago, and we turned up and we showed how physical we could be. So we just got to go into this game with the same mentality and take it into it. And we know what they're going to come out. They're going to come out and try and intimidate us straight away. So we just got to match that from the get-go and hold on to it for the full 80 minutes.
Should be an absolute ripper at Pepper Stadium, 4 o'clock on Sunday. Big crowd, Easter Sunday. Good luck, Mez.
Thanks, guys.
Good stuff. There he goes. Trent Merrin from the Penrith Panthers. Be a very good game. Panthers, $1.70. Cronulla Sharks, $2.15.
Good club man, isn't he, Trent?
He is a very good club man. He's a good man just in general.
Yeah.
$1.70, though, that's pretty skinny for the pennies.
Yep, and no decision on Sally Fitzgibbon there, whether she's going to be able to continue or not, but it looks like it is a lay day, as Trent mentioned, in the surfing down at Bells Beach for the ladies. So maybe, hopefully, that cut has had the stitches, and she'll make a recovery to actually surf down there at Bells.
Texts and emails on the Big Sports Breakfast are brought to you by the Wideline Windows and Doors 24/7 online quoting app. Take a closer look at wideline.com.au. Want another reason to tune in to Sky Thoroughbred Central this autumn carnival?
Watch Central every Saturday for your chance to win $1,000 every week.
Head to skyracing.com.au and tune in to Sky Thoroughbred Central.
The Vobis Gold Yearling Sale produces graduates such as Malaguera, Burning Front and Polanski. All yearlings are nominated for Super Vobis and eligible to be nominated for Vobis Gold. April 23 at Oaklands, Melbourne. Catalogue at inglis.com.au.
Don't forget about On Deck. All you have to do is talk to On Deck, the small business loan specialist. On Deck, from loans from $10,000 to $150,000 buckaroos. And apply for a loan only takes 10 minutes. Loans are approved and funded in as little as one business day. So for finance from $10,000 to $150,000, call On Deck, the lender that actually wants to lend to an Australian small business. Visit ondeck.com.au or call 1-800-831-281.
This traffic update proudly brought to you by Bing Lee. See their huge range of appliances in store or online now at binglee.com.au.
Want to save money right now at POCO? Get 40% off all bedroom furniture, bedside tables, tall boys, and bed frames, all 40% off while stocks last at Poco, Blacktown and Casula. Cowan, the M1 Pacific Highway, there's a big double broken down southbound lane 1. Looking at Randwick at the moment, Avoca at Belmore Road, we've got late finishing roadworks. This is impacting both directions. There is a contraflow in place though, so just be mindful of that this morning. The 5, we've got very heavy traffic, King George's Road down towards the tunnel. The 4, starting to build up around Burnett Street there at Parramatta. Besides that, good clear run down towards Sydney Olympic Park. No concerns, Bella Vista, all moving, Old Windsor Road, right the way through to Pennant Hills Road there at the moment. At Coles today and Easter Saturday, you might hear the words, "I'm free." That's because every available checkout will be open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Store trading hours may vary. See in store for details. I'm Silvio on the Big Sports Breakfast.
This transport update is for the Men's Health Clinic. Performance problems getting you down? Call the doctors at Men's Health Clinic today. 133 MHC.
Good morning. There's a couple of things happening on public transport this hour to be aware of. On buses, there's half-hour delays for services through Arncliffe and 15-minute delays through Sydenham this morning. That's because of heavy traffic in those areas as well as around the international terminal. And on trains, the 803 Campbelltown to Schofields train has been cancelled this morning because of an operational issue at Blacktown. So the next service is the 836 Campbelltown to Schofields train for passengers using the T5 Cumberland line. To check the latest before you travel, head to transport and nsw.info. This is Rebecca Walsh for the Transport Management Centre and Sky Sports Radio.
There's a medical problem affecting millions of men, but we don't talk about it. Let's call them performance problems. And problems getting or maintaining you get it. Thing is, most guys would rather suffer in silence than risk an embarrassing appointment with a doctor or chemist. But there may be a cure. And finding it is as easy as talking to the professionals at Men's Health Clinic. Visit mhc.com.au or call 133-MHC to get this fixed today. Men's Health Clinic, 133-MHC.
They all descend on the last snag. Johnson secures it, giving his dad the big don't argue. Oh, it's personal now. Dad attempts a late smother, but it's too late. Johnson's already celebrating. Just look at his face. He's chomping at the bit for more. What a beauty.
Yeah. Make your mark this AFL season with great AFL offers available on your TAB app, online or at your local. TAB, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Breezy, mate, you're looking good. What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Man shaking it. See, Murph, you can lose the beer gut without losing all the beers.
I'll drink to that.
My 3 weeks' worth of the man shake, and I'll throw in an extra week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
The Big Sports Breakfast is brought to you by TAB. Make your mark this AFL season with great offers on your TAB app. TAB.com.au. Or at your local.
Well, our man Phil Moss, as far as soccer, was on fire with a couple of $5 winners overnight. And Adrian Bourke from tab.com.au with his best bet last weekend got up as well, $7.50. G'day, Borky.
Yeah, finally one for the punters. It was also a good time. Cleveland also won by 20 as well. The value pick, we're on fire.
Mate, it's just got to continue.
Oh, I know. Well, it's the last day of the regular season today. 82 games have gone past us. It's been a ripper of a season. There's been some players having terrific years. We've seen some teams shoot up the ladder where they've struggled in the past, and some good teams missing out in the playoffs as well. So it's been a great year, and we're really looking forward to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Who's your MVP?
MVP for the regular season. Yeah. I've stuck with my man Russell Westbrook all year. $4 at the start of the season. He's just been absolutely phenomenal, capped off by the 50-point game and the game winner the other day.
And draining it from downtown on the buzzer. Unbelievable.
3 metres in the car park. Like, you just can't imagine that. That's childhood dream-like stuff.
And he celebrated too.
He does it a fair bit, though. That's the problem. Philadelphia, mate, do you like them?
Yeah, well, the last couple of weeks, we've picked the best two teams in the comp to get us some cash. Why not go with one of the worst teams? But today, the $1.80... they've drifted actually overnight. So we're going to take the head-to-head, the $1.80. Mm-hmm. They're playing New York, who've taken the foot off the gas over the last couple of games. They're resting some guys. I think Aussie coach Brett Brown might put a bit of fighting spirit to the end, the last game of the year, and get us over the line.
Okay.
The Knicks fans might get their boo birds out, but we'll collect.
Okay, so we take Philadelphia, at the -3 at $1.90, is that right?
It's actually drifted, so overnight. So we're going to take the $1.80 at the head-to-head.
$1.80 head-to-head, okay?
Yeah.
$1.80 head-to-head Philadelphia.
We're also going to throw them in the Borky's Best, which you can find in the quick multi section of the Tab app. We're putting Philly into Orlando, into Minnesota, and we're going to try and finish with a big bang at $12.28.
Okay, what about the playoffs, which do start on Sunday? Where are we looking there?
Yeah, so there's a massive amount of matchups. Obviously, everyone plays today, so we're waiting till all the games finish. As soon as the games finish, we'll have so many markets up to choose from. We'll have player series market, player prop markets. We'll have series score, series winner. There's going to be so many options for the punters to choose from. If you want to have a value bet across the playoffs,
yeah,
I think there's a team on the rise at the moment. They're all healthy now. The Clippers at $34. They're probably going to lock in home court today against Utah, which is enormous. And then they're probably going to play Golden State, which is going to be one of the series of the year. Like, they hate each other, so it's going to be awesome. So yeah, I'm going to take the Clippers and follow them through the playoffs. $34.
$34, good value. Beautiful.
Yeah, Chris Paul and the boys take it home.
Good stuff. Thanks very much, Adrian. Adrian Borkow, TAB NBA expert. There, he's on form with the punt. And just a few winners.
Luke Keary coming up after the 8 o'clock news with Gemma Cutting.
Be part of Victoria's premier weanling and broodmare sale, the Inglis Great Southern Weanling and Bloodstock Sale, June 18 to 21 at Oaklands, Melbourne. Entries close Friday, April 21. Info and entry forms at inglis.com.au.
Want another reason to tune in to Sky Thoroughbred Central this autumn carnival?
Watch Central every Saturday for your chance to win $1,000 every week.
Head to skyracing.com.au and tune in to Sky Thoroughbred Central.
The Big Sports Breakfast News for Toyota Material Handling.com.au, Australia's first choice in forklifts.
On Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing One, Channel 526, The Big Sports Breakfast News.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Gemma Cutting. A Brisbane man will face court today over a string of sexual assaults in the city's north. The 39-year-old man is accused of attacking a 19-year-old woman at Everton Park, grabbing her on the shorts, but he fled when a passing motorist stopped. He's also been charged with indecent treatment of a child under 16 and willful exposure. Police are calling for other women who may have been attacked to come forward. One person is dead after a single vehicle car crash in Victoria's East, the first fatality on Australian roads ahead of the Easter weekend. And there's further incentive to slow down from today with double demerit points in place this long weekend. In New South Wales, they came into effect at midnight and they'll last until midnight on Monday. And four men have stolen a Freightliner tipper truck from a building site in Lakemba. The men approached a 16-year-old boy on the site and threatened him, demanding the keys. One man drove off in the truck while the other three left the scene in a car.
This is a Big Sports Breakfast Sports Update.
Panthers boss Phil Gould says clubs are being held to ransom by player managers and that no one is worth $1 million per season. Gould is adamant that out of a proposed salary cap of $8.3 million spread across 30 players, it's outrageous to think one individual can command $1 million out of that figure. Brisbane Roar have kept their slim hopes of reaching the Asian Champions League knockout stages alive by beating the Kashima Antlers 2-1 last night. Jamie McLaren opened the scoring before Brett Holman put the Roar out of reach just after half-time. Brisbane are sitting on the bottom of Group E with two games remaining, but a level on points with South Korea's Ulsan Hyundai FC. And GWS forward Steve Johnson looks set to miss the Giants clash with Port Adelaide on Sunday with a knee injury. Johnson sat out yesterday's main training session after pulling up sore from their round two win over North Melbourne. Matt Kennedy is in line to replace Johnson. Jonathan Patton has been confirmed as a starter after overcoming a hip injury. Traffic and weather are next.
To celebrate Easter, Bingley has special
Easter eggs.
Josh, in every Bingley store you'll find special
Easter eggs.
No, Easter deals. So why?
No eggs?
No eggs.
Is the Easter Bunny coming?
With these deals, you think Santa's coming.
I love Easter.
You love chocolate.
Mum, I love your idea of great Easter deals at Bingley.
You love chocolate.
Mum, Bingley is making Easter special. But sorry, no Easter eggs.
But there's great deal more in store.
Excludes Asco and Miller.
Right now, Toyota Material Handling has a great offer on their range of electric pallet jacks. They're so confident on the quality, durability and reliability of their Toyota electric pallet jacks that they'll give you $100 if you try one of their electric pallet jacks and buy a competitor product. Take the electric pallet jack challenge today and see why Toyota takes the crown. For new and used forklift sales, short or long-term hire and all servicing, call 1-800-425-438 or hit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au. Terms and conditions apply. Offer ends June 30.
Breezy, mate, you're looking good. What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Man shaking it.
See, Murph, you can lose the beer gut without losing all the beers.
I'll drink to that.
My 3 weeks' worth of the Man Shake, and I'll throw in an extra week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
And here it is. The 37-year wait is over. American Pharoah has won the Triple Crown.
US and South American racing
right now
on Sky Racing 2, Channel 527.
There's tough. And there's a new breed of tough. Introducing the new Amarok Core 4x4 from only $42,990 drive away. This impressive workhorse comes with a rigid ladder frame chassis, the largest tray in its class. And now with a new cabin design, App Connect, and rear-view camera, it's a whole new breed of tough. Offer ends April 30. Conditions at Volkswagen.com.au.
This traffic update proudly brought to you by Bing Lee. See their huge range of appliances in-store or online now at binglee.com.au.
Want to save money right now at POCO? Get 40% off all bedroom furniture, bedside tables, tall boys and bed frames, all 40% off while stocks last at POCO, Blacktown and Casula. Cowan, the M1, Pacific Highway, there's a big double broken down southbound lane 1. Looking at Randwick at the moment, Avoca at Belmore Road, we've got late finishing roadworks. This is impacting both directions. There is a contra flow in place though, so just be mindful of that this morning. The 5, we've got very heavy traffic, King George's Road down towards the tunnel. The 4, starting to build up around Burnett Street there at Parramatta. Besides that, good clear run down towards Sydney Olympic Park. No concerns. Bella Vista all moving. Old Windsor Road right the way through to Pennant Hills Road there at the moment. At Coles today and Easter Saturday, you might hear the words, "I'm free." That's because every available checkout will be open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Store trading hours may vary. See in store for details. I'm Silvio on the Big Sports Breakfast.
On the Big Sports Breakfast, this weather update is for On Deck Small Business Loans. On Deck, the small business loan specialists that actually want to lend to Australian small businesses.
Partly cloudy in Sydney with a medium chance of showers along the coastal fringe, becoming less likely in the afternoon. Tops of 23 degrees in the city, 24 in the west. Right now it's 16 degrees at Quakers Hill. Cloudy in Brisbane with possible showers and highs of 27. I'll have more news and sport at 8:30 here on the Big Sports Breakfast.
Breezy, mate, you're looking good. What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Man shaking it.
See, Murph, you can lose the beer gut without losing all the beers.
I'll drink to that.
My 3 weeks' worth of the Man Shake, and I'll throw in an extra week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
The Big Sports Breakfast is brought to you by Tab. Make your mark this AFL season with great offers on your Tab app. Tab.com.au or at your local.
On Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing 1, this is the Big Sports Breakfast with TK and Webby.
TK and Webby, the final hour of the program. In a few moments' time, I'm going to be chatting with Luke Geary. What a great start he's had, changing from the Rabbitohs to the Roosters. He's been on fire, probably apart from himself and his teammates last weekend. Apart from that, the Roosters have been very, very good. We chatted with Trent Merrin. Full support from all the players towards Matt Moylan, and Trent's belief is that Matt Moylan does, despite some rumours to the contrary, does still want to be that captain out there, the club captain at the Penrith Panthers. And Trent also gave us an update on his fiancée, that being Sally Fitzgibbon, that Sally did suffer a very, very bad fin chop to the top of her foot. She's had some stitches in there. Hopefully she'll be able to get today off, because there's been a lay day called for the women's event down there at Bells Beach, and she'll be able to continue surfing. But she's coming off that victory at Margaret River in WA last weekend, so it'd be great to see Sally recover from that fin chop and go on and win back-to-back titles. Next up, Luke Geary.
On the Big Sports Breakfast,
This Rugby League update is brought to you by The Manshake.
Been a rough couple of weeks for the Roosters, but doesn't take the shine off the start of the season for Luke Keary at the Roosters, and we've got him on the line now. G'day, Luke.
Hey, boys. How are you?
Very good. I didn't think you guys were terrible against the Broncos. I thought the scoreline flattered them a little bit. What's the feeling been like in the team since that loss?
Yeah, it was a disappointing loss, mate. Obviously, the scoreline wasn't what we wanted, but the game was. It was in the balance there, and probably till the 65th, 70th minute, and then we dropped our bundle a bit, and they ran away with the game. But, we were very disappointed in our defence. I think to go up there, you want to go up to Suncorp and perform your best, and we didn't get to do that, but it's only early in the year, and we'll get another shot at it.
You virtually shot yourselves in the foot a fair bit, mate. A lot of errors early in tackle counts, and you can't keep giving them the ball.
Yeah, mate, it was just this morning. I think we fought our way back there in the first half, and then we come out in the second half, and they kind of just blew us away. We're hanging in there for a little bit. Full credit to them. They didn't give us any penalties. They didn't drop the ball there in the second half. And I thought Milford and the young halfback Nikarima just controlled the game pretty well there in the back end. Couldn't get out of our own half. So,
yeah,
it was a disappointing game.
Latrell Mitchell was rested, or has been rested off the back of it there. That's the dialogue that that Trent Robertson is using. How's Latrell reacted to not being in the team this week?
Yeah, he's been really good, mate. I think, he's still only a young fella. He's still learning. I think he had a really good start to the year. His opening month. Obviously, I'm next to him out there. He's just a bit quiet the last couple of weeks. And I think him and Robbo had a few chats over the last 2 weeks. And they've obviously decided that, they're going to give him a week off. And I'm sure it'll just be the week and he'll be back. Everyone knows what he can do. But, we've just got to get him in a good mental state for us.
Well, you never saw any ball against Brisbane. Kept going the other side. What was the go? Were they avoiding you, mate?
Mitchell's a hog.
We've been going to the left a lot this start of the year, but we went over and gave the other lads a bit of a shot there at the start of the game. But in the second half, I don't think anyone touched the ball in the second half.
Comparisons between the clubs, I know it's a bit unfair to ask you, but obviously you're enjoying your time, particularly the opening four rounds of the comp. But what are the differences between the Rabbitohs setup and the Roosters setup? Anything noticeable?
Yeah, I guess looking in from the outside when I was at the Rabbitohs, you always think of the Roosters as a big powerhouse club with they've got everything at their doorstep. But when you actually go in there to their facilities, it's a really really close, tight knit club. They don't have much. It's only a tiny little building that they've got all their staff in the one building. So. You really get to know even like just marketing and advertisement, and everyone's exactly in the same spot, all the players and everyone. So everyone gets really tight. I think it's really good for the club. I think South is very different. They obviously are a big powerhouse club with, they have massive offices. We had all the facilities there. So there's a few differences there, but in rugby league, most of the boys and everything are all the same, and everyone gets along really well.
Any sledging from South Sydney fans?
A little bit in the lead up to the game. They went a bit quiet after the game, but I haven't had any since.
Mate, obviously it's time to get things back on that winning way, and obviously Newcastle, apart from one weekend so far this year, they've tried their guts out and pushed most clubs to the brink.
Yeah, I think they probably should have a couple more wins than they do at the moment. Obviously, they took Cronulla right down to the death. I got to watch that game. They're a good footy team. They've had those young kids in there for 12 months. They're all starting to play good footy. They've got Trent Hodgkinson's coming real good. I think that the 5'8 there, Brock Lamb, he's going really, really well. Yep. And then blokes like Jamie Bura and even the fullback there that's come from the Roosters, I think he's playing really good footy. So
Brandon Elliott. Yeah,
Brandon Elliott. I think it's a very important game for us, obviously, coming off the back of a couple of losses. And we definitely know that they're going to be up for the game. So we've got to turn up.
Another chance for you to press for possible Origin selection. You've done a backflip. You've done an Inglis. What's going on?
I don't know. No, I've been this to the last for a while now. So, I'm not sure. But, I'm not really looking at Origin. I think I said it earlier in the week, you got to perform for... you know, one or two, three seasons, and then you can start putting your hands up, you know, for representative honours like that.
That said, they've got all this criteria that they've brought in the last couple of years off the back of what happened with Greg Inglis about, you know, whether a player should be New South Wales eligible or Queensland eligible. I think it comes down to this. Who were you yelling at the TV screen when you were a 9, 10-year-old kid? Who were you yelling for?
I think that's what it should come down to, but it doesn't. I think it used to come down to that. They put a bit of rules around it now, but yeah, obviously, at that age, I was up in Queensland, so I was supporting them at that time.
And Luke, just a quick one, because we've been chatting a fair bit of rugby union and the crisis that is rugby union at this stage. Mate, you were an Australian schoolboy. Obviously, you could have chose who to play for, what code to play for. Why did you choose league instead of union?
I think it was just it was funny, mate. At the time, I got right into my rugby union through high school, so I went to a big rugby union school. Lucky enough to go on the Australian schoolboys tour. At the end of the tour, it was like probably one or two players might have got picked up, and then there's not much opportunity there. Yeah. You kind of just get told, you know, do your best, go back to a club team and do your best.
Mm.
Rugby league system at that age has 16 under-20s teams that will all give you a little bit of money or something like that. You give you the opportunity to train in like world-class facilities under an NRL team. With the opportunity to go up, so yeah. At the time I did want to stay in union. I remember I tried to stick around like around the Waratahs, but it's kind of chalk and cheese when you think about it. For kids that age, do they want to go back and play park footy, trying to get into one team, or do you go try and play under 20s where there's 16 professional teams running around?
Yeah, well that's right. So obviously the pathway from that age to the next level needs to be improved there for Australia Rugby Union. And mate, how are the championships? I know you've been busy playing footy, but you love your racing. It's been tough.
Yeah, you a couple of years ago, you tipped me into Capitalist. So we got that one in the Golden Flipper, and then end up back in Shewarain about 12 or 6 months ago, about $11.
How you going?
Oh, you backed it 11, four or five months ago.
Yeah.
Oh, good punny.
Yeah, so we got into that, and then day one was an awful day.
Yes.
I think it was for a lot of punters, and then day two was okay. But, yeah, I think we might try to get out there this weekend after the game. Oh, there we go.
Good on you, mate. It'll still be a great day. Hopefully we'll see you out there, Luke.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks for that, boys.
No, thank you. Luke Keary there, playing in the 5/8 position for the Roosters. They're $1.20 at tab.com.au. Newcastle, $4.50. What I like about Luke is he hasn't just made it, well, as much as he concentrates on rugby league, he's also interested in other parts of the business, and he spent some time at the ATC there, and I'm sure he's got his fingers in a few pies at the Roosters as
he's
well.
He's very popular at the Roosters. The players have taken him with open arms.
Dave Stanley from tab.com.au.
Well, take him with open arms. Yeah. Come here.
No. Rusty's a big fan too. Apparently.
Yeah, Rusty.
Now,
well, this is what I like about Keary. He stood up to the gladiator.
Yeah.
Stood up to the gladiator. Anyway, let's look.
I admire him for that.
Hey?
That's a good call.
Yeah.
That is good. You should be a journo.
I should be.
Now, tomorrow, when you're... you've got maybe nothing to do, or you might be finishing off the back end of a big morning if you are heading to church or something. I'm not sure what people will be doing, but look,
well,
if
it's Good Friday.
Yeah, if you're having a good morning, you can tune in tomorrow to Sky Racing and you can have a punt in Western Australia. Now, I don't know if I'm breaking any codes here or anything, so apologies if I am, but tomorrow, Ascot have done the approval, the Western Australian government. The Sires is on, the Western Australians. Why are you shaking your head, TK? Well, I'm trying to promote racing tomorrow. So Ascot have got all the racing on tomorrow. Now, if you head to your tab app, prices will be open for those races tomorrow, a little bit later today, and all tomorrow you can punt away.
Why are you shaking your head?
So tomorrow the first race kicks off at 3:25, and the last race will be at 7:15, just in time for Friday night football. Well, actually, Good Friday football will be kicking off as well. So hopefully you have a good punt tomorrow.
Why
good luck to anyone who wants an interest, but I can go a good Friday without having a bet.
I bet you if I send you something or if someone sends you something, Terry, you'll be straight on the Tab app and your fingers will be going that
maybe,
quick.
Maybe.
Now, A-League on this weekend, following Phil Moss, we'll try and get his tips up on the website or social
or
something.
Yeah, we've got them all.
Because he's been tipping hot, and there was money for Monaco and also Brisbane on the back of Mossy tipping them. So
for Mossy, mate, he value-wise, he's like most of the favourites, but he likes the Western Sydney Wanderers at 2.35 against Adelaide, and he likes Perth at 2.20 against Melbourne City. There is better value tips.
Yep, all right. And last but not least, Aliro Main, now favourite for the all-age stakes. Invaders short in the Champagne. Throw in Voodoo Lad. If you're having a bet in the all-age stakes, Voodoo Lad for DK Weir, Sedgenhode, Frosty Lane, Damien Lane. It's had some smart money around for it in the last 24 hours. So
what price?
$6 with tab.com. Even money to place.
I'm still scarred from the Donny.
Don't forget that thing today at Muswellbrook, Invincible Quest. For what, Brett Partelli.
What race?
280, race 6, number 1. And, boys, I'm going to leave you to it because you've got a big chat coming up. As a Wallabies fan, a rugby union fan, I'm looking forward to your chat with Mr. Klein.
Cameron Klein.
The AU chairman.
We look forward to it.
Have a wonderful...
Terry's going to go more easy on him than...
He'll exclusively tell us which franchise is getting the chop.
Have a wonderful Easter and good luck tomorrow on the punt. Load up.
April is 5% extra discount month at AstiVita.com.au. That's a further 5% off the already discounted prices of up to 70% off wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware, vanities, toilet suites, basins, baths and fridges, 2-year warranty, 50 service locations and free delivery to most areas. AstiVita.com.au. Use the code RADIO for your extra 5% discount at AstiVita.com.au.
To celebrate Easter, Spingley has special
Easter eggs.
No, Easter deals. They're all white, like this one, Lionel.
A huge Hisense 70-inch 4K ultra-high-definition smart ULED TV for just $2,298. Mum, are you serious?
That's just one of our Easter deals.
Bingley's making Easter special, but sorry, no Easter eggs.
But there's great deal more in store.
Excludes Asco and Miller.
Bit of breaking news. Greg Rudolph from Hawkesbury Race Club just texted in. Huey Bowman's not riding today because of a chest infection.
Oh.
So there you go for all you Christine, Hawkesbury fans today.
The old vixen, give it a rub on your chest.
The Penrith Mazda 2016 player clearance is in its final days. This is your last chance to get an amazing deal on a 2016 plate of Mazda, including the BT50s in the Mazda Ute Centre, with over 50 utes on display. Hurry, don't miss out. Come and see the Mazda specialists for unbeatable deals. Penrith Mazda has over 150 vehicles on display, so come in and grab a bargain. Penrith Mazda 2016 Mazda Master Dealer. Family owned and operated, Mulgoa Road, Penrith, just off the M4.
This traffic update proudly brought to you by Bing Lee. See their huge range of appliances in store or online now at binglee.com.au.
Want to save money right now at POCO? Get 40% off all bedroom furniture, bedside tables, tall boys and bed frames, all 40% off while stocks last at POCO, Blacktown and Casula. Cowan, the M1, Pacific Highway, there's a big double broken down southbound lane 1. Looking at Randwick at the moment, Avoca at Belmore Road, we've got late finishing roadworks. This is impacting both directions. There is a contra flow in place though, so just be mindful of that this morning. The 5, we've got very heavy traffic, King George's Road down towards the tunnel. The 4, starting to build up around Burnett Street there at Parramatta. Besides that, good clear run down towards Sydney Olympic Park. No concerns. Bella Vista all moving. Old Windsor Road right the way through to Pennant Hills Road there at the moment. At Coles today and Easter Saturday, you might hear the words, "I'm free." That's because every available checkout will be open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Store trading hours may vary. See in store for details. I'm Silvio on the Big Sports Breakfast.
There's a medical problem affecting millions of men, but we don't talk about it. Let's call them performance problems, and problems getting or maintaining you get it. Thing is, most guys would rather suffer in silence than risk an embarrassing appointment with a doctor or chemist. But there may be a cure, and finding it is as easy as talking to the professionals at Men's Health Clinic. Visit mhc.com.au or call 133-MHC to get this fixed today. Men's Health Clinic, 133-MHC.
Hey!
Bruisey, mate, you're looking good. What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Man shaking it. See, Merv, you can lose the beer gut without losing all the beers.
I'll drink to that.
Buy 3 weeks' worth of the Man Shake, and I'll throw in an extra week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
On the Big Sports Breakfast. This Rugby Union update is for On Deck Small Business Loans. On Deck, the small business loan specialists that actually want to lend to Australian small businesses.
Well, it is a code in disarray at the moment. Cameron Klein is the Australian Rugby Union chairman. It's been a really tough period for everybody involved in the Australian Rugby Union. And Cameron joins us on the line this morning. G'day, Cameron.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, mate. Have you recovered from the pummeling from Alan Jones yesterday?
Look, you got to front up to your critics, I think.
Sure.
You know, look, I think we obviously tried to get a few points in there, and I'll see how I go with you guys this morning.
Well, we're not as savage as Alan, but you know, we want to ask some hard questions. There's a lot
of
fans of the game out there. How did it get to this, I suppose, would be the easy question. How did it get to this point in time?
Look, I think as I made the point when the game at a super level, and I think the first point to stress is that many parts of the game are actually very healthy. You know, although our Wallabies had a tough year last year, they still are ranked third. Our women's team won the gold medal in the Olympics, and women's rugby is growing enormously. Our young men's team finished third in Hong Kong. We've had the first, in 15 years, we've had the first growth in junior registration since 2000. So, you know, lots of parts of the game are healthy. What we've been saying for some years is the bit of the game that really is suffering financially is Super Rugby. Now, we have worked with both Sandar and with the five franchises in Australia to say this is, you know, taking a lot of money to operate. And I called out that since 2013, we've put an additional $28 million into those five franchises to keep them afloat, money we weren't planning to do. And we've just made the call that said, look, it's got to stop at some point, because that $28 million, you know, is money we would rather be putting into the grassroots of the game. And I know there is you know, legitimate concern and upset from people in the super franchises, but I get that every weekend on the sideline at schoolboy rugby, at community rugby. So the issue is that we stuck with the five teams, because the only way this is going to work is that our broadcast partners have said, we will allow you to keep the same level of revenue with one less team. So that allows us to obviously take the savings from having one less team and redeploy it to community rugby. That's why we haven't done it previously. I mean, we didn't have an opportunity to do it. We would have actually had to compensate to take.
Why not cut two? You can't cut two, and then we'd have three strong franchises.
Well, I think you're trying to maintain a balance here. We think four is sustainable. Now, not to say that we don't think that there's going to be financial challenges in the remaining four, but we do feel that four is sustainable and sort of, you know, because part of this too is that you want to give, you know, a pathway to people to get into Super Rugby. And
that was interesting. You probably didn't hear, mate. We just chatted with Luke Keary, of course, who's killing him with the Roosters now and formerly with the Rabbitohs. He was an Australian schoolboy. And we asked him the question, why rugby league over rugby union? He said the lack of the pathway, well, I'm paraphrasing here, the lack of the pathway, he had nowhere to go really after Australian schoolboys, while he had 16 NRL clubs after him.
Look, I can't talk to his individual circumstance. I mean, there is a pathway. There's obviously, you know, there's under 20 franchises in each super team. Mm. There's obviously Australian under 20s. We have five super teams.
Professional ones?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're supported into those super teams. So each of the super teams has another 20 franchises. We have an NRC competition with teams that play. So there are pathways. So I can't talk to the individual ones. So you do need to maintain those sort of pathways for players. But so we think four is, you know, is fair at this point. But you know, this issue of, you know, and $28 million is an extraordinary amount of money that you weren't planning to put in. Now, you know, and we've done that to obviously try and, you know, to try and grow, you know, a national footprint. But at some point, you've got to say, this is compromising another part of the game, which is grassroots, and we've got to make a call.
Cameron, when I speak to a lot of rugby union people, the thing that they're angry about the most, two things, that they could forecast this years ago, and the second thing is, that the way that's been done in the last couple of weeks,
shambles.
It's been death by a thousand cuts about, you know, who's going to go and who's going to stay, even right up to this week where there was going to be 48 hours and we're going to have a decision. Now it's going to lag on even further. Could the AAU have handled this any better?
Oh, look, we possibly, but I mean, let me sort of, you know, make a couple of points. With the amount of, you know, we began this discussion when it was clear at the beginning of the year that there was an opportunity to have a discussion with our broadcasters that they might be prepared to adjust the, you know, the deal so it would allow us to cut a team. We went into that process of discussion. There is no way, with the number of people involved, that that could have been kept secret. So even the fact we were having it, so what occurred between sort of February and I guess when we made the announcement is obviously speculation, but I can't see any alternative to that. You've got 13 broadcast partners, you've got a whole range of stakeholders around the world. It would have been, it was always going to be public. So you're always going to get that element of speculation. You know, no matter, then we, if we made a quick decision, having announced, you know, and we only found out, you know, just on the weekend that in fact we would be able to maintain our broadcast revenue. And then we said right now that we were prepared to make the decision. If we made a quick decision, we'd be accused of not consulting. You know, we've made a commitment to consult to try. I mean, there's not, the reality is, yes, there are lessons to be done here, but there is no way, you know, when you're going through a difficult process, everyone's going to be happy. And when we cut a team, you know, the noise will ramp up and that team will say it was unfair and the data was wrong. And
yeah, they'll so take it to court. Exactly.
Well, that's right. So, you know, part of the delay is around the court process. There's not, when you're losing that amount of money, right, and, you know, and you're dealing with sport, which people feel very personally and emotionally, but there is no easy outcome here. You know, and look, we'll reflect on the lessons, but you've got 46 or 47 stakeholders. You know, you can't do it in secret, and, you know, people aren't going to be happy no matter which way it's handled.
No, someone will be upset. Cameron, we thank you for your time. We know it's a difficult period. Love to keep the communications going, and you can tell the rugby people and the sporting community exactly what's happening with your code. We do thank you.
Yeah, I think, well, just to say that, I mean, whilst our communication, but yeah, hasn't been strong, obviously, while I've been in the negotiating period. I have been trying to get out there and communicate as much as possible. I'm very happy to come back and talk to you guys at any point.
Look forward to it, mate. Good on you, Cameron. We do thank you. Cameron Klein there, the Australian Rugby Union Chairman, trying to open up discussion regarding the decision on what franchise goes.
And here it is. The 37-year wait is over. American Farrell has won the Triple Crown.
US and South American racing
right now
on Sky Racing 2, Channel 527.
The Big Sports Breakfast News for toyotamaterialhandling.com.au, Australia's first choice in forklifts.
On Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing 1, Channel 526, The Big Sports Breakfast News.
It's 8:30. Good morning, I'm Gemma Cutting. A Sydney wedding planner will face 40 fraud-related charges today in Liverpool local court after he masterminded an alleged car insurance fraud ring. His arrest follows an eight-month multi-agency investigation, with police alleging the 31-year-old organised, coordinated and facilitated fraudulent CTP insurance claims. In a raid at a home and business in Liverpool yesterday, police seized more than $100,000 in cash, gold bullion worth $30,000 and electronic storage devices. The first cruise ship to visit the Wet Sundays since Cyclone Debbie will dock today at Airlie Beach with 2,000 passengers on board. It comes as a check of $10,000 will be presented to the local community by P&O Pacific Partnership to help with relief following the cyclone. Qantas and the ATSB are investigating a mid-air incident last week where a Boeing 747 travelling from Melbourne to Hong Kong suffered unexpected turbulence when the stick shaker warning was activated, causing injuries to 15 people. And comedian Charlie Murphy and older brother of Eddie Murphy has died at the age of 57 following a battle with leukemia. It comes just 8 years after the death of his wife to cervical cancer.
This is a Big Sports Breakfast Sports Update.
Sydney Roosters 5'8 Luke Keary has spoken to TK and Webby about how Latrell Mitchell has handled being rested off the back of their 32-8 loss to the Broncos last round. The The Roosters play the Knights on Good Friday evening. In the UEFA Champions League, Monaco have defeated Borussia Dortmund 3-2, but Dortmund's coach says the team felt ignored by football authorities by being made to play their quarterfinal first leg less than 24 hours after a bombing attack on their bus. In the other matches this morning, it's 1-1 between Bayern Munich and Real Madrid and 1-0 to Atletico Madrid over Leicester. Sydney coach John Longmire has sprung a selection surprise by naming small forward Tom Papley for his first game of the 2017 season against West Coast tonight. The Swans will head into the clash with only one recognised ruckman in Callum Sinclair, while forward Kurt Tippett hasn't recovered in time from an ankle injury. And Manny Pacquiao's Australian trainer insists Jeff Horn has no chance of defeating the Filipino legend. Justin Fortune, who works with the Pac-Man when he's in Australia, says despite his age of 38, he's still stupidly fast and has only fought world champions and ex-world champions in his career. Traffic and weather next.
If you're after a skid steer loader that leads the way in quality, reliability and durability, then Toyota Material Handling has the right solution for you. That's because for earth moving and excavating, the Toyota Husky skid steer loader leads the pack. From 320 to a massive 900 kilogram capacity, get the Husky skid steer loader from Toyota Material Handling. It's that top dog in the dirt. Call 1-800-425-438 or visit toyotaskidsteerloader.com.
The champions of racing face off for one last day at Schweppes All Eight Stakes Day, Saturday, April 15 at Royal Randwick. Celebrate the finale of the Sydney Carnival with the Group 1 Schweppes All-Age Stakes and Moët & Chandon Champagne Stakes. Buy your tickets to experience hospitality and entertainment that can only be found in Sydney. Visit www.theatc.com.au.
Z&Z Jewellers has been a Hurstville institution for over a quarter of a century. And for over 20 years, they've been the source of the NRL's official watches, rings, pendants and cufflinks. So if you want the official watch of your NRL team or engagement and wedding rings, corporate gifts, all types of remodelling and repairs, Z&Z's your place. See Z&Z at Westfield Hurstville or visit znz.com.au.
Proud sponsors of the St George Junior Referees.
The Penrith Mazda 2016 plate clearance is in its final days. This is your last chance to get an amazing deal on a 2016 plated Mazda, including the BT50s in our Mazda Youth Centre, with over 50 youths on display. Come and see the Mazda specialists for unbeatable deals. Hurry, don't miss out. Penrith Mazda has over 150 vehicles on display, so come in and grab a bargain. Penrith Mazda 2016 Mazda Master Dealer, family owned and operated, Mulgoa Road, Penrith, just off the M4, MD18808.
This traffic update proudly brought to you by Bing Lee. See their huge range of appliances in store or online now at binglee.com.au.
Want to save money right now at POCO? Get 40% off all bedroom furniture, bedside tables, tall boys and bed frames, all 40% off while stocks last at POCO, Blacktown and Casula. Cowan, the M1, Pacific Highway, there's a big double broken down southbound lane 1. Looking at Randwick at the moment, Avoca at Belmore Road, we've got late finishing roadworks. This is impacting both directions. There is a contra flow in place though, so just be mindful of that this morning. The 5, we've got very heavy traffic, King George's Road down towards the tunnel. The 4, starting to build up around Burnett Street there at Parramatta. Besides that, good clear run down towards Sydney Olympic Park. No concerns. Bella Vista all moving. Old Windsor Road right the way through to Pennant Hills Road there at the moment. At Coles today and Easter Saturday, you might hear the words, "I'm free." That's because every available checkout will be open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Store trading hours may vary. See in store for details. I'm Silvio on the Big Sports Breakfast.
On the Big Sports Breakfast, this weather update is for On Deck Small Business Loans. On Deck, the small business loan specialists that actually want to lend to Australian small businesses.
Partly cloudy in Sydney with a medium chance of showers along the coastal fringe, becoming less likely in the afternoon. Tops of 23 degrees in the city, 24 in the west. Right now it's 16 degrees at North Mead. Partly cloudy in Brisbane with possible showers and highs of 27. I'll have more news and sport at 9 here on the Big Sports Breakfast.
Favourite ice cream?
Strawberry.
Species of cat?
More of a dog man.
Movie?
Easy. Die Hard. All of them.
Huh. Okay. Your favourite horse to win this weekend?
Oh, there's Wildfire. She's a great filly. Oh, and then there's Black Truffle's the proven galloper, and you can't forget Suave Fella, he always powers home. I mean, that's what he can
do. Can't choose between the horses you love? Bundle all the runners you love in the one price, and if any of them win, you win with Tab's Bundle Bet. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Sport for breakfast. You're tuned to TK and Webby and the Big Sports Breakfast, brought to you by Tab.
Jack from Old Bar thinking that maybe Slats, with his stalking of Sally Fitzgibbon on Instagram, is on his way to Bell's. No, I can confirm he's not. So Trent Barron can rest safely there.
A little bit creepy, Slats' infatuation with her, isn't it?
Probably. We've done a little bit of work together.
Yeah. Oh, they're great when they host Wide Water Sports.
The problem being, I think Slats just knew a bit too much information about Sally compared to Trent.
The old Insta-stalk. Yeah, very dangerous.
The old Instagram.
Are you on Instagram?
No.
If you Insta-stalk and you like stalking someone, then you accidentally like their photo. You go, oh, unlike.
I don't understand at all. 13:53:53, Big Sports Breakfast, Webby and TK in the final half hour of the program. It was good to chat with Trent Merrin earlier on this morning. And Penrith, they need to start winning. They've only had two wins for the season so far. In many people's opinion, they were the pre-post favourite to win the overall title. That means they must win on the weekend, and they take on the Cronulla Sharks. The dropping of the three players last week, what's the mood like in the camp? Well, Trent Merrin says they've all moved on.
Been real upbeat. I think you live and you learn through life. I think everyone makes mistakes, and the team's behind those players, and they're back in the squad now, and we're full strength. So that's all we're looking at now. We've had a great week of training, and it's going to be a tough game against the Sharkies come Sunday on Easter. So, yeah, it's all put behind us now. We're real positive and upbeat at training, so that's the way we're going to go into the game.
Also, just before the news, we spoke to Cameron Klein, a man under siege, the ARU chairman, and I asked him, is this heartache that the game is going through was like the death by a thousand cuts? This is what he had to say.
If we made a quick decision, having announced, you know, and we only found out, you know, just on the weekend that in fact we would be able to maintain our broadcast revenue, and then we said right now that we were prepared to make the decision. If we made a quick decision, we'd be accused of not consulting. You know, we've made a commitment to consult to try. I mean, there's not the reality is, yes, there are lessons to be done here, but there is no way, you know, when you're going through a difficult process, everyone's going to be happy. And when we cut a team, the noise will ramp up and that team will say it was unfair and the data was wrong. And
yeah, and they'll so take it to court as they've
exactly. Well, that's right. So, you know, part of the delay is around the court process. There's not... When you're losing that amount of money, right, and you're dealing with sport, which people feel very personally and emotional, but there is no easy outcome here.
No, there's not. The money he's talking about is $28 million. That's unbudgeted amount of money that the cash-strapped ARU have had to put into the Super Rugby franchises to keep the five of them afloat over recent years. Now, he's saying if they can save that $28 million, $6 million of that will go into grassroots football instead. Again, it's very, very hard in a five-minute interview to get to the bottom of these sorts of complicated matters.
It was tricky. We only had a small amount of time with him.
What I'd like to see is what is their business plan for Australian Rugby Union? And the other significant point, and we chatted to Cameron Klein about this, and we chatted with Luke Cleary. You know, he was an Australian Rugby Union schoolboys player. In my opinion, he'd walk into one of the franchises, rugby union-wise, but he found there was a lack of pathway from an Australian rugby union schoolboy to a super franchise.
Yeah.
Now, he's at the coalface, so he'd think he'd know because he wanted to stay in rugby union, he said.
Yeah. I think also a lot, you know, you talk to a lot of people in rugby league, their pathways aren't great either. They're all over the shop. And you talk about grassroots clubs and football in rugby league, they don't think they get enough coin either. A lot of it for me, and we talked about earlier in the show, is relevancy. You know, the rugby union just does not have the cut through that it did, say, early 2000s when the Wallabies were going well. And that's an important thing for that sport, for their national team to be going well.
Yep, exactly. And, of course, the Waratahs are struggling. They've only won two games so far this season, coming off a terrible season last year, and then, of course, a few years ago, they were hightailing it out in front of the competition. If you've got the solutions, 13-53-53, we'd love to hear from you. No Thursday night footy tonight. It's the Bulldogs tomorrow at 4 o'clock. $1.73 up against the Rabbitohs. I can't see any value there with the Bulldogs, unfortunately. The Rabbitohs, Farrah still coming off the bench. Damien Cook has been fantastic out of dummy half. They look sharper. They look a much more dangerous side, in my opinion, with Damien Cook, and he's got that starting position. But I noticed Michael Maguire saying, that could change. That could change.
But I couldn't have a bet in that game.
It'd be very, very hard for, you know, I mean, I know Laurie Daly always said he'd still pick Robbie Farrah, even if he was playing reserve grade last year, but he can't hold down his starting spot at the Rabbits, so you're going to have to think, well, how can he be Origin halfback? Well, Origin hooker, sorry.
I'm looking at the back page of the Daily Telegraph today. We've got an embarrassment of riches here in New South Wales. It's 52-man squad.
52.
We've got halfbacks and 5/8s and hookers falling out of the trees.
You know what they're saying in Queensland?
Yeah, good luck.
You'll need 52 to beat us. Still, Jonathan Thurston, by the way, if you're catching up with that sort of news, he's missing this weekend. He's going to be missing for at least another fortnight after that. A calf injury at his age, let me tell you, old man's calf, they call it. So we only wish we wish him a speedy recovery.
Yeah, tricky.
Rugby league is a much richer game when Jonathan Thurston's out there playing. Short break, some of your calls. We'll also hear from Andrew Bensley.
The Big Sports Breakfast is brought to you by Tab. Make your mark this AFL season with great offers on your Tab app. Tab.com.au or at your local.
April is 5% extra discount month at astivita.com.au. That's a further 5% off the already discounted prices of up to 70% off on wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware, vanities, toilet suites, basins, baths and fridges. 2-year warranty, over 50 service locations and free delivery to most areas. astivita.com.au. That's astivita.com.au. Use the word radio for your extra 5% discount at astivita.com.au.
Our good mates at Wideline Windows and Doors, they provided the big barbecue for us up at Newcastle, which was fantastic. But their real business is not barbecuing, it's making windows and doors. Get into their showrooms, customer parking, a dedicated kids' room, make for a hassle-free window shopping at Wideline. That's at their new showroom, 593 Botany Road, Rosebery, only 700 metres from Green Square Station. 8:30 to 5 weekdays. There's never been a better time to take a closer look at Wideline Windows and Doors.
If you're after a skid-steer loader that leads the way in quality, reliability and durability, then Toyota Material Handling has the right solution for you. That's because for earth-moving and excavating, the Toyota Husky skid-steer loader leads the pack. From 320 to a massive 900-kilogram capacity, get the Husky skid-steer loader from Toyota Material Handling. It's the top dog in the dirt. Call 1-800-425-438 or visit toyotaskidsteerloader.com.
The Big Sports Breakfast is brought to you by Tab. Make your mark this AFL season with great offers on your Tab app. Tab.com.au or at your local.
G'day, Robbo from Freshwater. Robbo. You there, mate? Robbo. Hello, Robbo. No, we haven't picked him up there. We can hear him.
I'm here.
G'day, Robbo. What have you got to say?
Oh, mate, wasn't that the best deflector plate you've ever come across?
Well, that's what they do. I mean...
Yeah, but TK, that is why the ARU, or Australian Rugby, is in such a diabolical mess, because you've got people like that who cannot face the facts.
Yeah, but... Well, good point.
Well, have a go at Luke Keary. That was, by the way, that was a very, very good question about the, you know, the pathways.
Well, I think the answer was the significant one. You know, the fact, it was quite interesting, because they lose a lot of good kids.
Of course they do. I mean, if you really have a look at it, you can go right back in time. Wally Lewis played for the Australian schoolboys.
Yeah, but only because he wanted to go on that trip, mate. Well, honestly, Robert, he had no interest in rugby.
But also, let's talk about another reason why. Money.
Money.
Big like, cashed up NRL star, clubs can afford to pay... You know, overs for really good rugby talent these days.
But have a go at the he suggested on the pathway was one of them was the NRC.
Not very attractive, is it, compared to an NRL
but
club?
But hang on, the kid's got to wait around from February because it doesn't start till August.
Yeah.
So what does he do in the meantime? He's got on the hope of, I'll play club rugby on the hope that I might get picked up by an NRC franchise.
Yeah.
I mean, that is just the other things. I mean, he said we've got to take our time. Why wouldn't, if they've got to drop a franchise, why wouldn't they say, look, we've got this opportunity, these two, at the end of the season, we will be making a decision. Why has it got to happen within 2 days now, a week or 2 weeks?
I think they've got to
first. They said two days. Now they say they don't know.
Mate, Robbie, once you get the lawyers involved, they'll be looking at the lawsuits, and if you do this, they'll do this and that. It could take forever.
I know, but that's the point. Why didn't they just say, well, this... I mean, we're talking common sense here, and things that people in the street realise. These boffins who are running it think, oh, we'll get it over and done within 2 days. Oh, no, we'll wait a week. I mean, why wouldn't you just sit and methodically plan it out and say, well... Look, we're going to have to notify them. There's going to be trouble here. We can see that. You know, and we'll notify them at the end of the year, give them time to mount their cases and suggest that if there's going to be lawsuits, which there will be, let's go.
Yeah. Well.
But just, and by reiterate my first statement, this is why Australian rugby is in such a mess when you've got people like that in charge.
All right. Good on you, Robert. Nice to have your thoughts. 13:53:53. Master Monkey makes me laugh.
He can throw in a good text.
Now, we've got Good Friday tomorrow, and it used to be no racing at all on Good Friday.
Why?
WA have decided to have a race meeting. It's going to be Group 1 racing. Master Monkey, with tongue in cheek, has said, well, he'll be taking the old trenny to Good Friday Mass, and he'll... be having a good listen and a little bit of an interest on Ascot tomorrow.
Very good.
That is your want. I guess
as you say, I'm looking at Race 2 at Randwick, and there's a horse called Believe and Almighty Girl. There's a good exacta.
That is. That's probably one you
I'm going to have to have that now.
One you should be definitely be on. Then tonight, the West Coast Eagles, $1.40 at tab.com.au. Up against the Swannies, $3. The Swannies are yet to trouble the scorer. They have not had one victory so far this year. Three games, no wins. If they don't win tonight, which they're not expected to, by the way, they'll be 0-4 to start the season. And a bit in the telly, a snippet this morning. Over the last 23 years, if you start the season 0-4, you don't make the finals. That's unthinkable. Yeah, I think they were second favourites.
That might be
at the beginning of the year.
Well, the word is they might be mentally scarred from, you know, a couple of grand final losses. And I'd be mentally scarred too.
Lionel, name something you can only find at Bing Lee.
Enderly.
Try harder.
Lionel Lee?
Here's a clue. Cold.
Ah, the Hitachi Inverter Series refrigerators, which come with a 5-year warranty.
You're smarter than you look.
They also have a special inverter compressor system.
And they are world leader in energy saving.
We'll deliver them for free and take away your old fridge.
That will save you energy too.
The Hitachi Inverter Series.
Only at Bing Lee.
Mum, what do you mean I'm smarter than I look?
See in store or bingley.com.au for full details.
Great staff are always the most important element of business. Nova Employment is a free disability employment service that takes the time to find you the right candidate.
Hi, I'm Christian Perfect Pet Products. Nova Employment has provided us with 4 members of our team. The guys are hardworking, reliable and always eager to learn. Hayden, our newest member of our team, his hard work has made him an asset to the business.
So if your business could benefit from great staff with ability, join the over 15,000 Sydney businesses who have made the switch. Visit novaemployment.com.au.
Does your business need just a window of opportunity so it can grow? Does it, Terry?
Definitely.
Very good. Extra stock, an inventory upgrade, a refurbishment. Talk to OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. They want to help you out, and they want it to be easy for you as well. Applying for a loan with OnDeck just takes 10 minutes. Loans are approved in as little as one business day. The funds can be in your account the next business day. OnDeck have helped businesses around the country grow. For finance from $10,000 to $150,000, call OnDeck, the lender that actually wants to lend to Australian small business. Visit ondeck.com.au or call 1-800-831-281.
This traffic update proudly brought to you by Bing Lee. See their huge range of appliances in store or online now at binglee.com.au.
Money right now at POCO. Get 40% off all bedroom furniture, bedside tables, tall boys and bed frames, all 40% off while stocks last at POCO, Blacktown and Casula. Cowan, the M1, Pacific Highway, there's a big double broker down southbound lane 1. Looking at Randwick at the moment, Avoca at Belmore Road, we've got late finishing roadworks. This is impacting both directions. There is a contraflow in place though, so just be mindful of that this morning. The 5, we've got very heavy traffic, King George's Road down towards the tunnel. The 4, starting to build up around Burnett Street there at Parramatta. Besides that, good clear run down towards Sydney Olympic Park. No concerns. Bella Vista all moving. Old Windsor Road right the way through to Pennant Hills Road there at the moment. At Coles today and Easter Saturday, you might hear the words, "I'm free." That's because every available checkout will be open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Store trading hours may vary. See in store for details. I'm Silvio on the Big Sports Breakfast.
This transport update is for the Men's Health Clinic. Performance problems getting you down? Call the doctors at Men's Health Clinic today. 133 MHC.
Good morning. There's a couple of things on public transport to be aware of at the moment. On buses, there's half-hour delays for services through Arncliffe and 15-minute delays for buses through Sydenham this morning due to heavy traffic. On trains, you'll need to allow some extra travel time on the T4 Eastern Suburbs and Illawarra line. That's due to a train that had some mechanical problems at Central earlier on this morning that's held things up a little bit. And a quick reminder, if you're heading to ANZ Stadium tomorrow afternoon to watch the Bulldogs take on the Rabbitohs, your ticket includes travel on public transport. There will be extra trains as well as major event buses running throughout the day because the Easter show is also on, so make sure you keep that in mind. The precinct will be very busy. There'll be up to 100,000 people expected out there tomorrow. For more details, head to transportnsw.info. This is Rebecca Walsh for the Transport Management Centre and Sky Sports Radio.
On Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing One, the best of the Big Sports Breakfast is proudly brought to you by Bing Lee. See their huge range of appliances in store or online now at bingley.com.au.
Let's hope it is only a calf injury, but yeah, we'll know more by this afternoon.
You're still a really bad calf. I mean, you can't walk on it. No. I'm sure you've had a calf injury with those massive oversized calves of yours.
Repo.
I nipped a calf a few weeks ago. All I was doing was running out of the rain.
You did one jumping up at a Bon Jovi concert.
No, I did both of them.
Think that you're in love with him.
It's ridiculous.
No, I don't think so. You love him.
Jockey of Champion Mare Winks, Hugh Bowman.
At the 300, did you give him a cheerio? What did you say?
No, not this week. I mean, even going onto the track, the people there to support her, yeah. You know, she just brings so much interest to racing. She's got such a wide following.
She's racing royalty, this mare. There's 17 in a row. The grandstand shaking.
What about this one? Don't take anything for that throat, Gemma. That's the sexiest voice on radio. That's from Felix.
Thanks, Felix. It's not intentional, but thank you.
All right.
There's one good thing about having a husky voice.
Keep over talking. That's what Felix is saying.
I do talk too much.
Two things, okay? Shut up.
The Big Sports Breakfast, Brett Ogle, is not a big fan of Sergio Garcia.
He's got the green jacket. Nobody's going to take it off him now.
But he's not your cup of tea, is he?
No, not really, no. No, I think he's a little bit over the top and a bit of a wally.
Now, did you ever run in with him, or you found him a bit of a wally?
No, I just found him up himself.
He's from Barcelona.
Hello. I'm Mr. Red.
How are your teeth these days?
They're going well, although I've got to go for a checkup.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
You sure you're going to the right dentist? Because what he did to you before.
Yeah.
I reckon our listeners are ready for another.
I think it was down at Randwick. I think it was the horse dentist. They get the big file out.
Yeah.
Pretty rough. It's like...
No, well, I had... Is that what they did to your teeth?
They need to.
I'd horsewhip you if I had a horse.
West Tigers captain Aaron Woods.
I'd be lying if it wasn't tough, but...
footy's a job, so you got to go in and you got to do the best you can. And then, you know, once I get away from footy, I'll turn my social media off, just to, you know, yeah. I don't have to read everything, because every day there's a new club chasing or something's happening. So
be worse if you logged on and there was nobody chasing you.
Oh, that's a fair call too, you know. At least no one's talking about you, that's a good thing.
The Bandit, good morning.
Mate, TK, didn't you do a calf muscle or two calf muscles hurdling your wallet after you signed your last contract?
Only one calf muscle.
One calf muscle.
I should see the size of his calves.
Hey, Bandit.
I think he's been using steroids.
I would have quite happily done two calf muscles trying to jump my wallet, but I only did the one. Well, money too tight to mention. That's why we've got our tips coming up on this Thursday. It's normally what feels like a Friday, though. Let's go for me, Randwick All-Age Stakes, Dave. I'm going to race 5, number 8, Happy Henna, from the Pete and Paul Snowden Yard. It's a horse chock full of ability. Let's hope it struts its best stuff in race 5. And then I'm also tipping Sydney FC 2 goals plus. 2 goals plus on the weekend, Webby.
Cronulla 1-12 against Penrith at 3.25. They're going to be a bit silly at Randwick. I haven't really looked at them. So I'm going to... Cronulla, as I said before, believe an almighty girl in race 2 into God's in him, race 9, number 9, later in the day.
Said
boom.
Like a good Catholic.
I'm not. I don't believe in the magical Sky Daddy, so hopefully he gives me
a
bit of luck.
I'm a big believer in the magical Sky.
Good on you. Who bends?
He's coming up after 9 o'clock, and who knows what's coming up after we leave this earth. But Gemma Cutting's coming up at 9 with the latest news and sporting headlines. Everybody, have a great extended weekend. Enjoy your Easter and hopefully find a winner. Enjoy your footy.
The Big Sports Breakfast News for toyotamaterialhandling.com.au, Australia's first choice in forklifts.
On Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing 1, Channel 526, The Big Sports Breakfast News.
It's 9 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Gemma Cutting. Two men aged 18 and 28 will face court today after they were involved in the assault of a 65-year-old man in Riverston on Tuesday night. The grandfather suffered a broken nose and ribs when he was assaulted twice, being kicked and punched repeatedly. The US and Russia are trying to salvage ties by agreeing to work together on an international investigation into a nerve gas attack by the Assad regime in Syria, which killed more than 80 people and prompted American missile strikes in retaliation. An 18-year-old is in a serious condition after he was found bleeding in a gutter from a stab wound to the neck around 6 a.m. in Townsville. Another 18-year-old is currently assisting police in their investigation. And the Greater Shepparton City Council is set to announce plans to bid for the 2030 Commonwealth Games in an attempt to revitalise the event by hosting it across 11 regional cities in Victoria. The 2022 Games is still up for grabs as well after the sole bidder, Durban in South Africa, lost its hosting rights when the government admitted they couldn't afford it.
This is a Big Sports Breakfast Sports Update.
The NRL is set to crack down on the slap, which has been a bugbear for fans and commentators since punching was outlawed. NRL head of football Brian Canavan described the slap as embarrassing and says it will need to be treated the same way as punching, with the NRL bunker also able to intervene for on-field occurrences, which the referees have missed. Kyle Chalmers has learnt a harsh lesson at the national swim titles in Brisbane after Cameron McAvoy claimed the gold in last night's 100-metre freestyle final. Chalmers admitted poolside he's found it difficult under the sudden spotlight after he was relegated to silver, but since McAvoy endured a similar experience in Rio when the hot favourite, he thinks Chalmers will learn from the experience and bounce back at the world titles in Budapest. Brisbane Roar have defeated Kashima Antlers 2-1 in the Asian Champions League. They're on the bottom of Group E with 2 games remaining, and Sydney will head into tonight's round 4 opener against West Coast looking to break their run of 3 straight defeats. The Swans will head into the match with a touch of confidence, having won 9 of the past 10 contests, including last year's 39-point win. In finance, the Aussie dollar is currently buying 75 US cents.
On the Big Sports Breakfast,
This weather update is for On Deck Small Business Loans. On Deck, the small business loan specialists that actually want to lend to Australian small businesses.
Partly cloudy in Sydney with a medium chance of showers along the coastal fringe, becoming less likely in the afternoon. Tops of 23 degrees in the city, 24 in the west. Right now it's 16 degrees at Milsons Passage. Partly cloudy in Brisbane with possible showers and highs of 27. Happy Easter to everyone out there. Stay safe on the roads. Coming up now, Andrew Bensley with Racing HQ.